The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Tuesday, February 5th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a woman went into labor following a crash in the Overbrook section of Philadelphia. It was just that closure that I reported. Yeah. The woman is in stable condition, but the newborn is in very critical condition. The crash happened at 3 a.m. at the intersection of Haverford and Overbrook Avenues. Police say a man and a pregnant woman were in a pickup truck, and they were stopped at a traffic light when they were rear-ended by a white Lexus.
Drove past that this morning, by the
way.
Yeah, because that's the way I go. I go down Route 1, so it's just a block over from where. And I saw, I mean, they had it all blocked off, and I saw some news crews on the scene there, and I was like, all right, I'll figure out what's going on.
Did you see it? I think the car, one of the cars was overturned. Did you see that?
No, I couldn't see that from where I was.
They'd shut it off in advance of that, correct?
So I guess it was behind the other, because it was barricaded, right, at City Line Avenue. So that's really all I could see, and I was also driving, so I only got like a quick little glimpse over there, but I'm like, okay, something serious. I thought maybe it was a gunshot or something.
Well, now we know what it is.
Yeah. So the woman and this guy were in the pickup truck, and they were stopped at the traffic light. This white Lexus comes along, rear-ends them, and then the white Lexus flipped over. Following the impact of the crash, officials say the woman went into premature labor. When medics arrived on the scene, they helped deliver the baby inside the cab of the truck.
Oh my God.
Both the mother and the baby were taken to the hospital. There's no word if the man in the truck was injured. The striking vehicle overturned onto its roof at the scene. The driver of that car, the Lexus, was arrested for DUI and driving with a suspended license. A female passenger was also in that vehicle. It's not clear if she suffered any injuries.
You know, a lot of times we're coming into work early, and people say, well, you have the roads wide open. But the truth of the matter is, I'm always leery, and I'm sure people are leery of me in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Who's out on the road at this time
of
the morning?
Yeah. Yep.
And so, you know, and because of that, this very reason, people coming from all-nighters or whatever. Yeah. And so I'm always, always very cautious.
So there's this intersection right here at St. Asaph's, and that's Belmont, right?
Yeah.
And so I come through it, and when I'm coming through that intersection, whatever's on the left of me is completely blind. I can't see it. They can't see me. And I mean, even if I have a full-on green light, I almost slow down to a stop just on the off chance that somebody's going to come up and...
Well, everyone thinks they can shorthand everything because there's not a lot of traffic out on the roads.
Well, hopefully the baby's going to be okay. Yeah. Police are searching for a man who was pretending to be a police officer and even pulled a woman over in Bucks County. It happened at 10:40 Friday in the parking lot of the Honeybaked Ham on Lincoln Highway in Fairless Hills. Police say a man in a dark-colored, unmarked Ford Crown Victoria with red and blue lights on the dashboard pulled the woman over. She said she gave him her ID, but then she noticed that he smelled like tobacco and alcohol. She wasn't sure if he was a legitimate officer based on his appearance. She said he wasn't in uniform, and then she described him as having scruffy hair and needing a shower.
Uh-huh.
The woman got her ID back and then drove away and notified police. So she said to him, can I have my ID back? And then she got out of there. State police in Berks County are investigating another similar incident near Boyers Junction that happened 2 weeks ago, but it's unclear if the two are connected. Falls Township police say while they do use unmarked cars for traffic detail, the officers in them will always be in uniform. Those cars are also have push bumpers and spotlights. If you are ever in doubt, police are urging that you call 911. A Middletown man pleaded guilty Monday in federal court to trafficking protected turtles. 62-year-old David Summers of Levittown struck a plea agreement with federal prosecutors and pleaded guilty to one felony count of violating the Lacey Act and agreed to forfeit nearly 3,500 diamondback terrapin hatchlings, according to the U.S. Attorney Office for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Prosecutors said Summers admitted that he falsely labeled the trafficked turtles taken from the New Jersey marsh habitat between August 2014 and October 2017. He acknowledged sending a package containing 11 of them to Canada and mislabeling the package as a book to underreport its value. Officials from the Environment and Climate Change Canada intercepted the package of turtles and alerted American authorities.
Today marks a major step forward in the treatment care of turtles.
You know,
dude,
where
this guy was making a ton of money.
Oh, I had no idea they were worth that much.
He made $500,000 over 3 years.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go.
It's better than cocaine.
Shipping turtles.
Yeah. Shipping turtles.
Mm-hmm. All right. So wait,
my stuff?
What did he get pinched for? Lying about it, or just shipping it in general?
Yeah, the package. The Canadian government intercepted the package, and then they contacted the United States.
So, yes, some of these endangered exotic animals can draw incredible money.
All right. So I can't go do that as a cottage industry.
No.
as long as I ship it and package it correctly.
No, you can't.
It doesn't matter. It's just straight up illegal. Okay.
Yes. Summer sentencing will take place on May 15th. The 62-year-old could be sentenced to as many as 5 years behind bars, 3 years of supervised release, a $250,000 fine, and restitution to New Jersey for the value of the turtles.
Imagine you end up in a cell and the guy with you is a triple homicide. What are you in for? Turtles.
Turtles. I don't know where he's picking these things up at, but there is...
Turtle City
in New Jersey.
All right, but when you're going into Wildwood, right?
Yeah.
Like North Wildwood, because I ride my bike there all the time. They have all these turtle crossing signs, which is great.
Yes.
But there's a huge wall barrier that is in the middle of the road. And I'm like,
how do they clear that?
They don't. Don't. Like, so if you clearly know that turtles are crossing here, why did you put up a wall for them to just get smashed by cars?
There's no opening in the wall?
None.
There's no sign turtles go through here?
No, and I don't think they can read.
No,
either.
That's right.
Kate, so these turtles are protected under New Jersey law and by an international treaty. They are not found in the wild in Pennsylvania, but where Summers resided, but they have a dwindling habitat range in neighboring New Jersey. So there are some in New Jersey, but it's completely legal. And this guy apparently was, he worked for numerous Republican candidates in Bucks County in recent years and was previously a reporter. He previously covered news for the Trentonian, Bucks County Courier-Times, and the News Network, and also wrote for LevittownNow.com between 2013 and 2014.
And not another turtle story, please.
Seriously.
I like turtles. I love them. That's that little kid grew up to be.
That's him.
Oh, my God, it's him. Yeah.
I love turtles. All that comes across my desk are goddamn turtle stories.
I'm telling you for years.
Couldn't you see the signs?
You interviewed me when I was a kid.
It was a cry for help. I was dressed as a zombie, and I said I love turtles. Why was no one listening?
Oh, my God. It's him. It's him later on in life. I love it.
It never stops.
All right. In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Flyers beat the Canucks last night 2-1 at the center. They've now won 8 games. And 9 of their last 10. Carter Hart made 41 saves. Sean Couturier scored his 21st goal of the season. And Jake Voracek scored his 12th on a breakaway. The Flyers became the second fastest team in NHL history to reach 2,000 wins and the first expansion era team to hit the milestone. Up next to the Flyers is another game against the LA Kings on Thursday. This is sad news. A California woman died in August as a result of being hit in the head by a batted ball at Dodger Stadium, according to a LA coroner's report. Linda Goldblum, a mother of 3 and grandmother of 7, died on August 29th. The coroner's report states that the cause as acute intracranial hemorrhage due to a history of blunt force trauma, and states that the injury occurred when she was struck in the head with a baseball during the August 25th game at Dodger Stadium. The accident happened in the top of the 9th inning when a San Diego Padre batter fouled back a pitch. The ball was hit a little to the first base side of home plate. It sailed into the lodge level just over the area protected by netting and struck Goldblum's head. Terrible. After a 4-game road trip out west, the Sixers are back home tonight with the game against the Toronto Raptors. The Sixers are now tied with 2 other teams for the 3rd-best record in the Eastern Conference at 34-19, as both the Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers have the same record. The Raptors are in 2nd place in the conference, 3.5 games in front of the Sixers at 38-16. Tip-off for the nationally televised game is set for 8 o'clock. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. 2 days into the work week. Here we go on a Tuesday morning, the Preston and Steve Show. Just in case you didn't know, and it's not too late to get on board, but we have a Word of the Week prize that is pretty solid. It's a trip for 2 to the set of The Walking Dead in Atlanta, and that includes 2 nights hotel, airfare from Philly to Atlanta, ground transportation in Atlanta, a Walking Dead prize pack, and tickets to Party with the Undead.
That is so freaking cool.
I wish we could go on
We
that
cannot.
Trip,
right? No. We are boned out of this.
But you are not. So listen up. We'll do the letter of the day at the end of the show, and hopefully you can win that. It'd be wonderful. A couple of guests stopping by today. Lucy Nolan, Fox 29. Very cool charity event coming up, or they need some assistance.
Yeah.
We'll get to the details later on this morning. Steven Singer is coming by today. And he always makes a pre-Valentine's Day visit to the show and
yes.
usually brings a lot of stuff to give away. And we'll play a contest with him a little bit later on this morning. So I'll save that for later.
Yeah, we always try to come up with inventive things. I mean, maybe one year, we revisit the vag thing at some point and make it the first manned vag. Send Stephen up on that.
On it. Yeah. Oh, I'd be down with that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
We also have a Tattoo Tuesday taking place. Troy's coming in to do some work on listener Anthony. So we'll see how that goes and update you on that a little bit later on. So these things and more are taking place during today's program. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back in a moment. And let me see here. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you have... tried to win our MMR's GoFund Yourself $1,000 cash prize that we have five times a day over the past few weeks, and you didn't win, hang in there, because we have the $10,000 grand prize drawing that is going to take place at noon today.
So just simply the act of trying. If you tried to win, mm-hmm. you're in the running.
Yeah, exactly. You were entered into this. So the grand prize winner will get a call around that time. So they wanted us to urge this message to you. If you get a call around noon today from a phone number that you don't recognize, you might want to answer. It may be us calling you to let you know that you won $10,000. And I guess if you don't answer it, you don't get the dang grand. I don't know. But answer the phone today if you get a call around noonish, because we would love to give you that money if you were one of the many who entered this contest. So good luck to you. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Stupid Question is on the way, as well as some entertainment stories. We'll be right back. Just a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day Spa Package from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Steven Singer is re-releasing exclusive 24-karat gold dip rose colors just for you. If you missed out on a color, here's your chance to add it to her collection. Check out all the available colors at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We're going to do a stupid question this morning. I think, Casey, yesterday, I think it was when we had Stephen Merchant and you mentioned the game Operation.
Yes.
A friend of yours couldn't remember the name of the game. What's a game where you operate on people?
Operation?
So a question about that. What is the name of the patient in the game Operation? He has a name.
Have a name. That's right.
He has a little red nose.
Yeah.
215-263-WMMR. Call now if you know the answer. What is the name of the patient in the game Operation? I have a bunch of birthdays today. It is February 5th. And one at the top of my list is a musician, and he has played with Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses. It's Duff McKagan. Duff McKagan is 55 today. Remember, he got into finance and had an article that he wrote regularly about that.
Yeah, he does very well. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, it's become his outside of rock. It's his thing. So
if you're going to get into something...
Yeah,
it's like
find out how to make money work for you. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John on the original TV version of MASH, he got into finances and then real estate. He was a multimillionaire by the time he died, not from acting, from all that.
No kidding. Yeah, listen, I wish it was my passion.
It's not. I'm really too stupid.
I don't get it. There are too many factors, and it's confusing. But if you know it, it can pay off in dividends.
And I don't even know what they are.
Yeah. So
I do know exculpatory.
Duff is 55 today. Michael Sheen, The Queen, Frost Nixon, The Twilight Saga. He's a great actor.
We have his laugh, actually. We use it in one of our promos.
Yeah, it was from The Twilight Saga. And it goes like that. It's very weird.
Honestly, God bless him. He's a super talented actor. Yeah. Maybe he was just paying off a debt with that one.
But he's 50 today, so a big birthday for Michael Sheen.
And he was dating Sarah Silverman for the longest time.
Parnell, former cast member of Saturday Night Live, 52 years old.
Super talented. I think he's basically a Swiss Army knife. People use him all the time for different shows, and he's just great.
That's a little handball, right? That's Chris Parnell, yeah.
Look at him play a little handball. My hand, your ball.
Your hand, my balls.
Yeah.
You also have the great Laura Linney. Truman Show, Mystic River, and Ozark has been her turn.
She's so good in Ozark. I mean, they both are, her and Bateman, but She's got an evil side to her.
Yeah.
Or, I think she's manipulative. Sexy.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Yep. She's 55 today. Jennifer Jason Leigh, remember her coming onto the scene with Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Single White Female was a scary movie that she was in.
I dug that movie.
How old was she in Fast Times, by the way?
She's probably like 19, 20.
All right, because she plays a 14, 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you see her like naked in that. And it's just different times, I guess, man.
Fast Times.
Listen, I don't know, man. So the... Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, the Netflix. Now, she's playing a 16-year-old, and in the first or second episode, she gets out of a bathtub and naked. You see her. And she's supposed to be 16 years old.
And you actually hear on the soundtrack, ba-bam.
In fact, she's 15. It's right before her 16th birthday.
Yes, that's right. You know, that is a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I found that kind of interesting. Huh. So maybe those are still the times. She is 57 years old today, Jennifer Jason Leigh. Christopher Guest.
Ah, love
him. One of the greats. This is Spinal Tap. Nigel Tufnel, of course, he played in that and then really took off with those improvisational movies like Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, all of that, man.
Just great stuff. You know what I used to love that he would do? He would do he and Billy Crystal would play like the cops. They had an SNL skit.
Yeah, they would talk about, and I'd start beating my hand with a hammer. And,
that hurt.
You know, Well, I hate it when that happens. That was the line. I hate it when that happens. also not on here was For Your Consideration. I love all those movies. Yeah. Even the ones that aren't that good, like that one, has moments and you just ride along with it and watch these guys improv and I get a kick out of it.
And that's all, he and Rob Reiner were the first ones to start the process with Spinal Tap.
Husband of Jamie Lee Curtis, by the way.
That's right.
And he is 71 today. Barbara Hershey, who I've always had kind of a thing for.
Yeah, she's hot.
In The Right Stuff. She was in Hoosiers.
She's also in a great movie called The Stuntman with Peter O'Toole.
Oh, yeah?
And she plays sort of the femme fatale. Isn't she the one that seduces in The Natural, Robert Redford in the hotel room?
Yep, exactly. She was also in Black Swan. She played the overbearing mom in that. Insidious. She is 71 today. Hank Aaron has his birthday as well.
Legend.
All-time greats, yes. He's 85 years old today. It's wild. You look back at when he broke the home run records, he was savaged by people who did not want a black man having that title and just was absolutely...
He committed the sin of excelling at his sport.
And he was... A wonderful person.
Yeah. I two things. I saw a documentary about him at the African American Museum in Philly a year or two ago with my dad, who's a huge baseball fan. It was really well done, but it went into that, Preston. And around that time and for years and years after, maybe even to this day, he would not leave a drink unattended at a bar because he was afraid he was going to be poisoned.
Yeah.
I mean, just because he hit a lot of home runs and he did it as a black man.
Just
because
he was the best at what he did.
Exactly.
You're too good.
Yeah. Hank Aaron, the great, 85 years old today. And the last birthday... Bobby Brown. Yes. Bobby Brown is 50 years old today, so a milestone birthday for him. And you know what? I didn't see that last movie about him and Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And I know, Steve, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I remember you telling me that...
The one that was on... What was it on?
I remember what it was on. They kind of indicated that Whitney was more of the partier.
Whitney supposedly, by this framing, got him into the drugs.
Yeah.
And whatever, it was a mess. They had a reality show, you remember, for a while.
Yeah.
And it was depressing.
It's uncomfortable to watch.
It's very uncomfortable. Both of them.
When you clearly see that's just the way that they talk and all that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there were physical ramifications
for
their drug use.
But they were effed up.
And it doesn't matter who was the bad influence on who.
Yeah.
He was a big boy and he can make his own big boy decisions.
By the way, I love this song.
Me too.
And every little step I take.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You will be there. Every little move I make. We'll be together.
There's your sing-along moment for the morning.
I loved it.
Bobby Brown is 50 today. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What's the name of the patient in the game Operation? And I will head over to, let's go to Mark, see if we can get an answer. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, who is the guy, the name of the patient in Operation?
The Cavity Sam?
Cavity Sam. Correct. Hang on, Mark. What are you? We have a four-pack of tickets to the 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention. February 15th through the 17th, Pennsylvania Convention Center. You can get tattooed on site by 1,500 of the world's best tattoo artists. Tickets just $20. You can visit villainarts.com. We'll meet the guy who is putting that on later on this morning. Our buddy Troy from Philadelphia Eddies is stopping in for Tat Tuesday. All right, we're going to start with Alec Baldwin. He recently pleaded guilty to harassing a man during a highly publicized parking spot fight, but he insists he had his reasons. He appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and pleaded his PR case. Ellen said, "I know there was an incident in New York," and Alec said, "I punched a nun." He said, "I pulled her out of her car." And then he goes, "Wait, I mean, did I have an argument with the guy? Yeah, I thought he was going to run my wife over with his car. He was stealing my spot." And he went on to explain that it upsets him that people think that he beat the guy up. He said the camera show from every angle that no one punched anybody. But once the story's out there, he said the DA never gets out there after the fact and says Mr. Baldwin is such a great guy. He would never do a thing like that. You know what I mean? Baldwin was ultimately sentenced to anger management classes and fined $120. By the way, he and Hilaria may be considering baby number six.
Holy hell.
Yeah, they currently share five kids under 5 years old.
They showed footage of him at home with the kids all around the table. It was actually really cute. Hilaria is like a yoga teacher or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that her deal?
Maybe.
I think she's super physically fit.
And, of course, he has Ireland with Kim Basinger. You know, the little pig.
Yeah, the little pig is now 6'1". Remember, she was actually talking about that. She addressed that in one of the, she was giving him an award or one of the presenters, and she said, now the little pig could kick his ass.
Yeah. How about this, man? Gwyneth Paltrow's march toward world domination continues. The Oscar winner's lifestyle brand, Goop, is set to launch a new series on Netflix. And the untitled show will have 30-minute installments hosted by editors, Chief Content Officer Elise Lonen, and, of course, Gwyneth herself.
This is so exciting.
The show, like her lifestyle brand and magazine, will cover topics related to physical and spiritual health.
This gives me the opportunity to say, see, I don't watch everything on Netflix.
Lonen said, "We were speaking to the platform question and where our people are. They're watching Netflix. Some of the more strategic, bigger stories we want to tell require a TV budget. Obviously, there's no better partner in that. Goop magazine will reportedly be paused so that the team can focus attention on the show."
Are they still working on Splooge?
"But Goop's podcast is apparently thriving, and now as an exclusive distribution deal with Delta Airlines as well. In 2018, the podcast was one of the most downloaded on iTunes." Oh, wow. So it's apparently doing fairly well. People do like it. The Academy has shared its first glimpse of a hostless Oscars. So here's some names for you. Awkwafina.
Okay.
Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Tina Fey, Whoopi Goldberg, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lopez, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph. Amandla Stenberg, Charlize Theron, Tessa Thompson, and Constance Wu are the first presenters.
So they're going to have them just conga line out and give the awards, right?
That have been announced. I would assume they'll have some things for them to say as well, but yeah.
Here's your award.
But the big question is the standard opening monologue. What will they do with that? Because other than that, it kind of runs...
It runs itself.
Itself.
Yeah, depends on what you want to do with it. If you want to do the flourishes like Billy Crystal did, or if you want to keep it lean and mean.
Yeah.
What if Kevin Hart just came out and did 5 minutes of stand-up?
It'd be wild. You know what, though? Again, I think we're in that time right now where everyone is, especially for that award show, is so terrified of having the dogs of war unleashed on them.
Yeah,
rifling through all their social media stuff. So this is a nice way to take care of it. And honestly, if they can keep that broadcast down in time,
I'd
be happy.
If they could knock a half hour off
of
that.
Oh, my God.
If they could knock 2 hours off of it.
I would love to just fly to L.A. and watch it in their time.
It'd be wonderful.
Because out there it starts at, what, 5?
Yeah, it's earlier in the day.
Yeah.
The ceremony will take place Sunday, February 24th. In addition, conductor Gustavo Dudamel will lead the L.A. Philharmonic during the In Memoriam segment of the show. In the coming weeks, more presenters will be announced. The show will feature performances by all five of the Best Original Song nominees, including Jennifer Hudson for I'll Fight, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper for Shallow, Gillian Welch will perform When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings, and a surprise special guest will perform at the place where lost things go from Mary Poppins Returns. So we don't know who that is.
It's probably Jerry Fatone, I'm assuming, right?
I doubt it. The 91st Oscars will be held Sunday, February 24th at Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland Center in Hollywood. It'll be on ABC at 8 p.m.
Man, that Mary Poppins movie came and went, and I wanted to see it.
Yeah. I did, too.
Julie Andrews, does she sing anymore? Because I knew she had had that surgery, and...
I don't know, Case. I remember she bounced back from that.
Yeah, it's all Brazilian jiu-jitsu now.
But I don't remember if she full-on does performances or not. Because you think maybe it might be her?
Yeah.
That could be really
That'd be
cool.
wild. One of the greatest voices ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Speaking of voices, Bradley Cooper is not playing it cool about his upcoming performance at the Oscars. The actor, and director, is slated to showcase his singing skills, Lady Gaga, as he performed that song, Shallow, as I said, from The Star is Born. And he told E! Entertainment of his recent surprise performance with Gaga at her Vegas show. He said that was terrifying.
It has to be nerve-wracking. They're trying to make him comfortable at the Oscars. They're giving him an out. They're going to have him sing into an electric fan.
But he's an actor.
Yeah.
And she,
it's not his thing.
She talked him into actually singing in the movie. He didn't really want to do it, and so now he's committed. But he said that was terrifying. He said, I just had to, like, zen out and pray that I wouldn't ruin her show. He said, because think about it. She just crushed it for 2 hours, and I thought, please let me just be on pitch. And that's what he's hoping for.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, we don't have the la-la-la.
Oh, we do. You had moved on, Preston.
No, we're still there. We're still in the
same
story.
Are we still there? Okay. Yeah. Well, I got to go somewhere else.
Hit it, Junior.
I don't have it, Preston.
Okay. Oh, I thought you had it.
I did, but you moved on.
You moved on.
But I don't have it.
Yeah. Well, now you're...
Now you're making him feel bad.
Yeah, now you make me feel bad. Thanks. And did you just call me fat? Dude.
What are you saying?
I didn't say it. You said it. Thanks a lot, bud. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Does anybody know where this is coming from?
La, 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 Luke.
There you go.
Luke, I am your father.
It's like delivering the setup at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then that night around 10 o'clock, you get the call.
To get to the other side.
Wait a minute. Where did you call you fat?
He was saying he was trying to distract you from the conversation. So
oh, that's what that was?
He was turning it over on you. You got it, right?
Thanks a lot, bro.
Okay, moving on. Andy Cohen announced the...
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
That you don't get jokes. It's not my fault.
It's not
it's your fault. It's your fault.
Exactly. There's so much great stuff you're missing.
Podcast.
I have no idea what planet you're on.
You know what you should do if you can? Go home and listen to the podcast and put the dictation on so you can read it, the subtitles.
Right. I was buying time, you jackasses.
Okay, I didn't know, man. I just, you know.
You don't get it.
Andy Cohen announced the birth of his first child in a black and white photo on Instagram yesterday.
I didn't even know he was pregnant.
He wrote, wow, this is my son, Benjamin Allen Cohen. He is 9 pounds, 2 ounces. 20 inches, born 6:35 p.m., and he is named after my granddaughter, Ben Allen, grandfather Ben Allen. I'm in love,
he's
said.
A grandma.
And speechless and eternally grateful to an incredible surrogate.
Hi, Grandma.
And I'm a dad. Wow, he wrote in all of that. The 50-year-old host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live announced that he was going to be a father in December. He said it happened after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science. So they managed to have a baby. So
that's a nice photo of him and his newborn.
Yeah. Is he married?
No, he is not.
Okay.
He's always, he does have, I guess, a significant other right now that he is not married. For the longest time, it was assumed that he and Anderson Cooper were an item.
Okay.
And they had gone out on a few dates.
This is sad news, and I don't know this guy, but Young and the Restless star Christoph St. John passed away. He was 52 years old.
I recognized the guy when I saw him, so he had to be in things like, you know, CSI and other stuff like that.
I don't know. Nick, see if you can snag an IMDb. Christoph St. John. Christoph spelled with a K. The LAPD tells E! News that St. John was found dead in his California home on Sunday. He landed his Young and the Restless role in 1991, performed as Neil Winters until his death. The cause of his death was not known at press time. Now, his last appearance on Twitter was January 21st, and he retweeted a post about grieving the loss of a child that reads, "Grieving the loss of a child is a process. It begins on the day your child passes and ends the day the parent joins him." So I don't know why, or they haven't indicated why he retweeted that.
Yeah, no, I thought his son had committed suicide or had passed away. I don't know. I just
Oh, yeah, you're right, Casey. Yeah, in 2014.
Yeah.
So a while back, but maybe he was still, obviously.
Oh, my God. He's Well, obviously, had something to deal with all your life, but maybe that got the
I have no idea if he took his own life or not. Huh. So they didn't indicate. Nick?
Well, I was just he was on this show on Young and the Restless for a long time, nearly three decades, 1991 to 2019, and that was his major acting credit.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You recognize
Steve?
Yeah.
He was in the Bad News Bears.
Was he the kid?
He was the kid. He was the one black kid on the team.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Hang on a second here. The character's name was Ahmad Abdul-Rahim.
He was great. He was great.
Oh, man.
Well, I think that's...
just a few weeks ago, I watched it. What's that?
I think that's the TV show, The Bad News Bears.
Not the movie?
1979. Yeah, you know what? The original came out in 76, I think.
Wow, this one actually had Corey Feldman in it.
No kidding. Okay.
Then it wasn't the...
All right, it was the TV show.
Because they would not have let him in the movie.
See, there he is, Christoph St. John.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad news. So his son, Julian, died by suicide in November 23rd, 2014, he was 24. St. John's devastated fiance, who is a model, Kaznia Mikhailov, penned a heartbreaking note on Instagram about his unexpected passing, saying, "How did it happen? How? Why did you leave so early?" Wow, that is just terrible.
Are you guys aware that Wayne Brady's on a soap opera now?
I didn't know that. I know I thought he was hosting a game show, but
no, he's like full on. At least that looks and sounds like him. But yeah, he's, oh gosh, I don't even know which one. I don't know.
Can you see the Wayne Brady's?
They're all the same to me.
With the soap operas?
Soap operas, yeah. So, yeah.
Why'd you call Nick fat?
Well, you know, look at
him. Nick is pulling up Wayne Brady. I'm
trying to.
And the computer froze.
We have a
special. It's a conspiracy.
Well, it's a Beasley thing. They do not want you looking at information regarding Wayne Brady.
Well, I don't blame it. He was a dick to us.
Yeah, that one I can get behind.
All right, so let me see if I can call it up.
He's on Let's Make a Deal, The Wayne Brady Show, The Wayne Brady Show.
That's himself, right?
That's as a producer and as an actor. The Bold and the Beautiful, Case.
The Bold and the Beautiful.
Dr. Reese Buckingham.
Oh, that's a soap opera name.
My name is Dr. Reese Buckingham. You have a tumor.
What?
I think
a tumor.
He might speak with an English accent.
Does he?
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Steve, that reminds me of that old Alec Baldwin bit on SNL, where it's the same thing. He was an actor. And he's like, the tumor is benig and not malignant. At first, we thought it was benig, but it turns out it is malignant. I went to Yale University.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, all right, moving on. Sad news, and we'll go on to...
Happy news.
How about this? If you're a fan of Fan Bing Bing, Fan Bing Bing has returned to Instagram.
Fan Bing Bing has returned to Instagram. Thank God. There's only so long I can go Bing Bingless.
Where's Fan Bong Bong?
Turn it around.
Fan Bing Bing and Bong Bong.
It's on the other side, Preston.
Bing Bing Bong Bong.
Yeah.
Bing Bong Bong. Fan Bing Bing has returned.
Bing Bing Bong.
Has returned.
Bing Bing.
Has returned.
Bing Bing. Bing Bing. Bing Bing.
Fan Bing Bing has returned to Instagram with an upbeat post for the first time since May of 2018. Now, fans became concerned about the Chinese megastar.
Oh, the Chinese megastar. I thought it was some sort of app.
Started circulating in September that she was being held by the Chinese government over a tax evasion scandal.
Oh, okay. I do remember this. I didn't know her name was Bing Bing Bong Bong.
Yeah, Fan Bing Bing.
Bing Bing Bong.
Was that turned into a song? Bing Bing Bong Bong Bing 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 Bing. Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, yeah. There's a video. She later apologized for her behavior on her Weibo account, writing that she accepted the penalties given by the taxation authorities after the thorough investigation. I totally accepted all of them and will raise funds to pay my taxes and penalties regardless of any obstacles. I only bring that up for fans of Fan Bing Bing.
Bing Bing Bong.
There are, Steve, you had turned me on to somebody on Instagram, and she has not posted in a while. And when you don't post after a while, you just sort of forget about
them. You do. And then they come back and then they say, "Sorry, guys." And I'm like, I didn't even know you were away. You know, if you listen, you got to keep me entertained.
Yes.
I got to see pictures of food and feet at the beach.
Yes. and giant boobs.
That helps.
Yes, I need to see those once or twice a day.
So the creature of the Black Lagoon star, Julie Adams, passed away. She was 92 years old. Of course, you know, you've probably seen the iconic footage of the creature holding her.
Yes.
Carrying her in his arms. The iconic star's performance influenced many in Hollywood today. In fact, Guillermo del Toro paid tribute to her on social media. And it's a great post. He wrote, "I mourn Julie Adams' passing. It hurts in a deep place in me where monsters swim."
Huh.
She appeared in more than 50 films in her career. Steve, you were saying she was in the original Cape Fear?
I thought she was, but I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
That was actually Robert Mitchum.
He was, yeah, in that show, or in that movie. She was on the show Perry Mason. I looked up real quick.
Tons of stuff, Preston, yeah. But she drama and sitcom work on television, but the... this is an iconic movie, and if you watch it for the time that it came out, it was very sexual. That's clearly where Guillermo del Toro got the inspiration for Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even the creature looks like the creature.
Yep. When Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were organizing packages to be delivered to sex workers on the streets of Bristol, she came up with the idea of adding a personal touch. The pregnant Duchess of Sussex decided to grab a marker and add notes like, "You are brave and you are strong," with hearts on the peels of bananas that were being handed out, along with other items. She wrote, or apparently she said to the program, "Do you have a Sharpie marker? I have an idea. I saw this project this woman had started somewhere in the States on a school lunch program." I remember seeing that story.
Right, right.
She said on each of the bananas, she wrote an affirmation to make the kids feel really empowered. And it was the most incredible idea, this small gesture. The packages were set to be distributed by 125, a charity that helps sex workers, bringing them food, advice, and blankets.
So all this food was distributed to people in the sex industry?
I guess so, workers.
I saw a story about...
Well, we're talking prostitutes? And
yeah, and normalization of them as workers, giving them health care, you know, and
right.
Allowing for the fact that this is an industry that exists in the world. It's the world's oldest profession, and they deserve workers' rights. And so that's part of what this movement is about.
We're seeing footage of her. Now she's writing on the meatballs.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. Wait, I'm sorry. Is it legal?
It is not.
But bananas are.
But bananas are, so yeah. They can hand those out.
Mm. A volunteer at the organization who is a former sex worker.
I just wanted to know if you had any extra bananas laying around.
That's the queen.
It's the queen mum.
So she told reporters, a volunteer at the organization who's a former sex worker told reporters, "I can imagine being in the van and Megan wrote this thing, and what? I think they might not eat it. I think that banana would be at home, and it is rotten because I would do the same." In addition to supporting women, the pair showed royal grace when a boy lost his cool speaking about his experience at a historic theater that does outreach with local kids. So apparently the kid goes, "When you're on the stage, you can't be like, effing around on the stage." Yeah. So he dropped the F-bomb
right
in front of the royal couple. Apparently Megan laughed and Harry grinned while pretending to lose his balance. So they thought it was funny.
The guy's head was removed.
Oh, and afterwards they beheaded him.
Now kneel down with your head on this block.
And in one last story, no surprise, the New England Patriots conquered the Los Angeles Rams Sunday night 13-3, and viewers didn't seem that engaged. According to Nielsen numbers, the game scored 44.9/68, whatever that means. It's a dip of 5.2%. From when the bowl was broadcast on NBC last year, so it's 5% down from when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. Overall, it was the worst ratings since 2009 when the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals. CBS broadcast the show this year for the first time since 2016, so numbers were down.
Gotta say, I wasn't a fan of their coverage. You know, it was just, you know, it was probably more the game than the coverage, but it was just uneventful.
Yep. All right, ready for clips.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So Liam Neeson plays a plow driver seeking revenge for his son's murder in the clip Cold Pursuit, or Mr. Plow.
Yeah.
I drive a plow.
In this clip, Liam talks about casting his own son, Michael, for the role. Here we go.
Michael read for the part, and he got it. We didn't have to pretend at a relationship. Got some of my body language, and I've got some of his, so that, I think, comes across.
Cold Pursuit hits theaters on Friday,
Michael,
by the way.
I'd like you to be in a movie with me. I play a vengeful plow driver.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't it be great if his son is like that?
Right.
Hey, Dad.
He's like the kid from
Polar Express.
From Polar Express.
Hey, Dad, I want to be in your plow movie.
Gotta make sure you're in the plow movie. You're going to play a terrorist.
Okay, Dad. Do I get a gun?
Yes, you get a gun.
Does he get a plow, or is he?
Do I get my own plow, Dad? Yeah. Can I have my own plow to fight you? Can we have a plow fight?
Yes, we can have a plow fight in the end. God Almighty! Do they sell retroactive condoms?
All right, let's do the next clip. Here we go. Penelope Cruz and her real-life husband, Javier Bardem, star in a psychological thriller. Everybody knows it's about a family falling apart. Here, Penelope talks about why working with your partner is good most of the time.
We try to take advantage of the fact that you know the person so well and we work in similar ways. As long as you don't mix things, take that energy home. I think it has more advantages than disadvantages.
Everybody Knows opens on Friday, by the way.
What was she saying? I couldn't understand her accent was so thick.
And that's what I have for you.
They should have made Liam Neeson the Tom Hanks role in Polar Express.
Oh my God!
Have you all had your hot chocolate yet?
Would have been a different tone. Yeah. All right, that's Entertainment Report. Steven Singer stopping by today. We're going to do some giveaways with him. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity. Cool Word of the Week prize, if you don't know, a trip for two for the Walking Dead in Atlanta, and that's all kinds of really cool stuff. So we'll get the details on that a little bit later on. We're going to take a break. Be back in just a moment. Stay with us as we're warming up this morning.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
The Struts.
You don't need to say a word, cause woo, your body talks.
Shine Down. The Fever 333.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
You all went straight for the penis.
Hey, real quick shout out if you don't mind. This is kind of a random one. It says, hey guys, the love of my life, my wife Trisha turns 40 this weekend. We're loyal podcasters. Mm. And I know nothing would make her birthday month probably more than two here.
Maybe he's Russian.
Shout out from our favorite people. Thank you, your Lancaster listener, Brad Hatfield. So here's a shout out. And happy birthday, Tricia, to your big 4-0 coming up this weekend.
We love all anybody who indulges and listens to the show, and that's great. But the podcasters, a lot of times they'll listen a little bit to the show and then listen to the whole podcast over. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, and by the way, we have a new thing called the Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast. And it's just instead of if for some reason you don't have time or you already did listen to the show and you want to catch just a little segment that we've kind of highlighted for the day, one of our favorites of the day.
Yes.
That is now available. The Bizarre Files are available for a podcast all by themselves. You can even activate your Amazon Echo to just play the Bizarre File for you if you want to. So there's all kinds of different ways
that
you can
packaging
listen.
The hell out of us.
Yeah, if you missed one of the Bizarre Files, you can go listen to it later on because we do it twice a day and they're both original. They're all a group of original stories. So if you want to take a listen later on, you can do that. I got an email from a guy from Germany this morning who listens regularly as a podcaster. So
isn't that wild?
It's all over the world, man. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is a follow-up story to something that we quickly chatted about a couple of weeks ago, but I saw this article yesterday, and Kathy, we were talking about something, food that's got mold on it.
Yeah.
And I found this little article. It says, it turns out that you shouldn't be too worried if you, let's say you make a sandwich and you take a bite into it and then you look down the sandwich and you go, oh my God, the bread's moldy. I had no idea. It says you shouldn't be too worried. Dr. Rudolph Bedford, gastroenterologist at Providence St. John's Health Center, says that one bite and you're probably fine. He said, in general, if you eat moldy food, you're not going to die from it, and you can digest it like any other food.
All right.
As long as your immune system is in good shape, Bedford says that the fuzzy green or white mold on vegetables might make you feel sick, but that's most likely because mold tastes bad, not because of any particular toxin.
It's just your reaction to the taste.
Yeah.
How much could you eat, like 5-6 pounds of mold and be okay?
Probably.
All right. You know. Assuming that's the cutoff
point. Not all
in
one sitting.
No, no, no. You stretch it out over an hour.
No, but he said you only need to call the doctor if you get very sick from the mold, which is unlikely.
Like bleeding eyes.
It says if you have persistent nausea and vomiting, you should make sure that you call your doctor.
Oh, well, I'd think so. But you know what? I actually just read something that bread is not supposed to go moldy. So basically, your bread should harden, where you would then have to like...
My bread's hard right now.
make breadcrumbs out of it. Like, that's what bread should do. It shouldn't be... If it's getting moldy, that's no good.
Well, so
I mean, obviously.
It does get moldy, though. So what is the...
So you're saying stale bread is okay to eat. Moldy bread, not okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So now, do you store your bread in the refrigerator? Do you leave
it
in...
Do you guys?
Claire always puts, like, you know, the bread in the refrigerator. And I bought a bread box. It says bread on it, Gabby.
And
I'll put it in there sometimes. But I think, right, that's the way you store bread.
That's the way my wife puts it in the fridge. She puts the peanut butter in the fridge and the bread. And we never did that ever growing up.
Yeah,
actually,
either.
My cousin doesn't even put her butter in the fridge. She just leaves the butter out.
You know what? I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, she just has it covered all the time, which, hey, you know what? Like, when you're spreading butter on something, it's awesome when it just spreads on nice and easy.
Right. But not peanut butter. No. Peanut butter does not belong in the fridge.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I agree with you.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. Here's an article that says you've been storing peanut butter wrong all along.
I knew it, except I don't know what you're going to say.
All right. Delish reports... By the way, I think we're officially in the connoisseur.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've got several food.
We just fell ass backwards into the connoisseur.
I've got several food.
Several food stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Delish reports you should really keep your jar of peanut butter upside down.
Like wine.
This is especially true if you enjoy natural peanut butter, as it develops a pool of oil on the top, which I can't see.
You're saying the way that peanut butter forms in nature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The way, the famous peanut butter pools of...
oh, my God, of Guadalupe.
Yeah,
The Preston. woe is the traveler who happens to walk unknowingly across a peanut butter pit.
Yep.
But wait a second. You said wine as well? You're supposed to store your wine
I've always heard you stir wine on a slant.
Tilted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you used to if it has a cork because you don't want the cork to dry out.
Exactly.
You dig?
I wish I liked natural peanut butter more than I do.
You have to make the switch.
Well, I don't mind the flavor of it. It's not as sweet as, say, you know, Jif and Peter Pan and all that other stuff. It's not quite as sweet, but it's still really, really good.
I made the switch, and I love chunky. Caitlyn Jenner for Jif.
But it's the oil separation that makes it difficult because then I have to go in with a spoon and mix it up, and it takes forever for it to get fully mixed together.
So if you actually get truly just crushed peanuts and use that as peanut butter, you don't get the oil.
Right.
So here's the deal.
That's the difference between, peanut butter and just...
paste. We started eating that years ago, and it... Yes, there's less sugar in it. At first, it doesn't taste as good, but now it's like, I don't really know any different, and it's like,
Do you pulverize it down to a paste?
You literally crush the peanuts at the store. So, it goes through a machine.
I've seen them, but does it come out in a paste-like consistency?
Like that you could spread on.
Okay, so I find that when you do that, I find peanut butter of that nature has even a slightly sweet taste to it.
Yeah, I mean, it still has a little bit. It still tastes good, but
like I'll take a tablespoon of peanut butter and put it on my genitals. I'll taste it, and it tastes a little sweet, you know.
I know what you mean. And listen, if I were to have like regular peanut butter now, it would taste like candy. I think.
Okay. You're probably right.
I'm going to give you the details on this peanut butter thing, but there's a lot of text coming in, and I'm curious as to what you don't store in the fridge that you probably should, or whatever you believe. There's a lot of people saying they don't put ketchup in the fridge.
What?
All right, so we'll take some calls.
Jot this down because we're passing out very valid or very invalid information.
But doesn't ketchup say refrigerate after opening?
What's that?
Some of them say refrigerate after opening. Prior to.
I never read labels.
We'll check on that. But also people are saying butter is safe to keep out as long as it's covered. outside of the fridge. But anyway, let me go to that.
Come on, man.
I'll go back to peanut butter, and then we'll dissect all this stuff.
You're confusing the connoisseur.
This says, by storing the jar upside down, the oil will eventually distribute throughout the entire jar instead. To make this even better, refrigerate your peanut butter upside down, and you'll get a creamier peanut butter.
I love a creamy peanut butter.
I do, too.
I do. I do. God help me, I do.
And I would have to try that on my own, because I wouldn't think that the oil would distribute any differently than if you have it right side up, and it will just pool on the top.
Yeah.
But it'll be different because you unscrew, and the pool will be in the oil will be in the other end.
Do you know they need to market for your kitchen?
I'll try it.
A small version of your classic paint mixer.
Yes.
To put your
itty bitty thing to shake up your peanut butter in.
Right? Do we have to think of everything?
You know what we never really used to store in our fridge was steak
family
sauce.
Family photos?
Steak sauce.
Oh, steak sauce.
Like steak A1 sauce. Or? Yeah, like A1.
Preston, we did all the time, and I always wondered whether that was, like, I used to love A1 constantly.
Yeah.
But I always thought, man, when it sits out, it's a little better.
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
consistency was a little more.
Well, and it's not cold. You're taking a hot steak and you're dipping it in cold sauce, and it kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Crap. That makes sense, too. But we always kept that and the Worcestershire sauce in the, I don't know why we ever had that nonsense.
It's, Worcestershire?
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Just plain old or as like a mix?
Oh, well, you can marinate steaks with it.
Yeah.
You can also, I mix it with ketchup. It was the Steak and Shake secret sauce on their Chili Five Way, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Was ketchup and Worcestershire mixed together.
So. Little peek behind the curtain.
If you want to make a really yummy scrambled eggs, do Worcestershire and Tabasco.
Yes.
Or French Red Hot.
I can see that.
Boom, boom. But A1 sauce, Stephen, getting back to you.
Yes.
If you like
it. The floor recognizes me.
Five Guys uses that as a topping. You can, and it's
is
really.
That right?
It's. I mean, not all the time. It's an optional topping.
What is in A1, if I may? Do you have any idea? I know they put an A in it and a 1. Yeah.
I don't know. The steak sauce all kind of has a similar flavor to it, but I'd have to look up what all is in it. I'm not really sure.
All right. You want to hear Heinz's official stance on ketchup in the fridge?
Yes.
Okay. So because of its natural acidity, Heinz's ketchup is shelf stable. However, its stability after opening can be affected by storage conditions. We recommend that this product, like any processed food, be refrigerated after opening.
Okay.
Refrigeration will maintain the best product quality after opening, and that's from Heinz.
People are pointing out, and I remember this as well, when I did work in restaurants, that the ketchup was never refrigerated, but you were going through a lot of ketchup.
Yes, so you were.
It got used quickly, as opposed to at the house, it maybe will sit a little bit longer.
So you submit to the court that by the sheer nature of the turnover, one need not refrigerate that ketchup.
I put it to you, Greg.
Well, it gets refrigerated when everything closes down.
The air conditioning comes on.
No, we're talking about restaurants, right?
You're talking about like in restaurants where they put them in the large freezing units?
Ours was, you know, like.
Not the restaurants I worked. There was like the condiment sat with where the server's station was. So,
really?
Yeah.
Did you have to combine bottles on shifts?
We actually had a little device. A thing where you take all the ketchup bottles and put them on upside
down. Like a conical.
Yeah. It was like a funnel, but at the top you could fit like six ketchup bottles in it, and you'd put them in, just turn them upside down, they would all go in the same container.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I've been trying to convince my wife, and it's just an old habit that she can't break. It's my understanding you do not extend the battery life if you store your batteries in the refrigerator.
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
And in fact, I know that at least with like car batteries, cold temperatures can make them die quicker.
But so. Though we have the door of our refrigerator has a whole bunch of batteries in it.
You should probably look that up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then pass that along to Claire.
You won't matter.
And by the way, I think it might be a psychosomatic thing, but I always feel like the ketchup tastes better when it's put in those little ketchup bottles, like those red, you know, it's just a straight up red.
I think you're right. Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
It's the same way that
you mean the non-clear ones.
Yeah,
the ones
that are
red plastic.
Ketchup is red.
Looks like
mustard
a full bottle,
is yellow.
But it's not.
Yes,
I know. What
it's
you're
the great
about.
Secret is that food tastes better when it's in the container it's in looks like the food itself.
Now here's a text that just came in, and I wholeheartedly agree with it. I disagree with it. I respect your opinion, but this person says I am not putting cold ketchup on my hot French fries. I like the juxtaposition of the cold ketchup on the hot fries.
Right. Do you put pepper in your ketchup? I do all the time.
Mm-hmm. Pepper in the ketchup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Do a thing of ketchup and then...
You guys already hate me because...
I figured I'd go with the second sound effect. What are you doing?
I'm making ketchup on my fries.
Wait, what?
Jeez.
All right, anyway, let me go to some phone calls here. I will go to Andrew, who does the peanut butter thing in the fridge upside down. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Good morning. I actually don't do it in the fridge. I do it outside because if I keep it in the fridge, it gets harder and then...
rips up the bread when you're trying to spread it on it.
It's harder to spread. So if it's outside, it's softer and the oil actually gets, you know, I guess massages, I guess, itself into the peanut butter.
Really?
And it's a lot softer. And it tastes a lot better, and honestly, you don't get frustrated breaking knives because it's harder in the fridge.
Well, listen, when I'm taking, for example, butter, and our butter is stored in the refrigerator, I take it out, and then the first thing I do is I'll put it in the microwave for 6 seconds, you know, and just melt it a little bit to make the application that much easier.
We buy the more spreadable stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of brands you can get. I think it might be Country Crock, and it's always... It's easy on the bread, and I know, but if you do the actual sticks of butter, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to spread.
I've used the I can't believe it's not butter, and we, you know, and I got to tell Fabio in person that it's a solid product, but you know, it's from what I understand, it's just more chemically based.
If you get whipped butter, you're fine.
Are you?
Yeah.
I will go next to Donato. Donato, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good. So yeah, I've been doing the peanut butter thing for years.
Okay.
And actually, like, you don't even need a knife. It's soft enough that you can just pour it right out if you're
really.
Hungry. This is the natural peanut butter stored upside down, so it separates.
Absolutely.
You up. Okay.
You're saying you could literally pour it onto the bread.
It comes out like ketchup real slow, like this, but it'll come out. You just pour it onto the bread and it's mashed together. You don't even need a knife.
Okay.
Wow.
And you said there's one catch.
There's one catch. Make sure the lid's on tight.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll leak. All right. Good tip. Thank you, Donato.
Do you have to put a lid on it? And can you just flip it over and slide it across the shelf?
try that. let me go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. What's up, Dave?
Long time listener. I listened to you guys back in Y 100.
Awesome. Thank you. Sir. Appreciate it. What's up?
I never refrigerate ketchup. Never have. Grew up, my parents never did it, and I just kind of followed suit.
Okay.
Well, we have to then add this aspect to it. Mustard. Does mustard end up in the refrigerator, or do you keep mustard out?
Mine does.
Mustard is in the refrigerator, yes. Uh-huh. I don't really eat mustard, but it is in the refrigerator.
Okay. Do you guys go through a lot of ketchup then?
Yeah, I go through a lot of ketchup, but, you know, it's like that one guy who texted in earlier about all basically everything he eats with ketchup is hot, and I don't want cold ketchup touching my hot food.
So what I do is I
know what you mean. Thanks, Dave.
Like I had something I had a salad in the refrigerator yesterday, you know, and about an hour before I was going to eat it, I took it out of the refrigerator. And I like things a little bit more room temperature-ish, you know. So if I get a sandwich like from Primo's, I microwave it for about 15 seconds.
I like
radiation.
I like salads. Like when we go to Texas Roadhouse, and some restaurants will serve it like in a chilled dish.
Okay.
I love it. Ketchup. I love salads.
Do you,
Ice cold, absolutely.
I drink all my water at room temperature. The icy stuff does not thrill me.
Okay. I will go to Stephanie. Hello there, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you?
Great. What's up, Steph?
Same thing with syrup, pancake syrup. Put that in the fridge and put it on a hot pancake. Ketchup, same thing.
We've always, now, mind you, I can't remember the last time I've been able to convince myself, even though I love pancakes, to have them. But whenever we were growing up, we always had the syrup in the cupboard. It was
Me too.
It was not in the refrigerator.
We always put it in the fridge.
Because to me, it just seemed like one of those things that didn't need to be refrigerated.
No, and in fact, you wanted it to pour a little more freely.
Yes, exactly.
As a matter of fact,
when it's warmer, if you heat it up,
it's
so much better.
Yes.
Big difference.
Now, I'll drink a glass of it. I love it.
What's that, Stephanie?
I said, that's true. If you put it in the microwave for a couple seconds, it makes it all that much better.
I agree. All right, thanks, Stephanie.
Now, do you guys have a preference or don't even care if you get the regular syrup or I think it's like buttered syrup? You know what I'm talking about?
I think buttered syrup is redundant. Regular. Yeah, I think regular gets it done.
But I have had that in the past.
Yeah.
I used to be a huge blueberry syrup guy when I was a kid, but now it's nothing but maple.
So blueberry pancakes were one of my jams for a while.
Still is.
You know what? I this is the eternal conflict, connoisseur, is that I have... I love the taste of pancakes, but I can't...
You, yes, you can. You're
it's
allowed.
Like eating cake for breakfast.
So what? So what? It's like not like, listen, don't
a,
eat.
It's like having a devil's food cake for breakfast.
Don't eat pancakes every day for breakfast, right. But, you
treat
know.
Yourself.
Four times a year, three all times right. a year, twice a
four
year.
Four times a day.
Waffles. Four times a day.
Waffles,
yes.
Whatever it is, anything like that, crepes and all that stuff. It's essentially
I know. I'm trying. I need to go to a support group.
I will go next to, I've never heard of this before. I'm going to go to Dave. Hi, Dave H. You're on the air. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Aunt Chris, I'm on the radio.
All right, Chris.
Hey!
Suck it, Chris.
Suck it. What's up, Dave?
All right, I keep cereal in the fridge. I think it lasts longer. My girlfriend thinks it's insane.
Breakfast cereal, so like cornflakes and things like that, you'll keep in the fridge.
Yeah, and it tends to last a little longer.
I think you're wrong.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, you know what you can do if you're a big fan of keeping it fresh? Just get those Tupperware containers where you pour it into.
Like in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Like in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I do the same thing. But you know what I found? Because I did the same thing, Steve. But I found that the cereal doesn't stay around long enough for me to put it in a Tupperware container.
It's a problem because I do love cereal.
We go through a ton of cereal
when
in my
I actually
house.
Sit down to eat cereal.
Yeah.
I'll go, but what I do is I keep the milk at a bare bones. Yeah. Just the suggestion of milk.
Why?
Because that jacks up the calories of the cereal.
Oh, it's a calorie thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I need enough milk in there to make good. I only have cereal on the weekends.
Okay.
Because I don't eat it.
Discovered.
Eat on the road. Sorry.
That I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch oh so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I've been eating a lot more cereal lately.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love you oh so much.
By the way, I'm fairly certain that cinnamon. All right, so you know how like the Chevy Tahoe and the Chevy Silverado.
Oh, where are we going here?
That's okay. Yeah, okay. It's like stew, Preston.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
life is a stew. Go ahead. You're saying that in many ways, cinnamon is similar to large trucks.
You got to hear me out here. All right, I'm fairly certain this is going to make sense.
All right,
you know how the Chevy Tahoe and the Chevy Silverado are on the same frame?
Yes.
It's just a different shell on it.
No, okay.
Okay, I think Golden Grahams and Cinnamon Toast Crunch are the same frame. They just have a different coating.
Are they the same manufacturer?
I don't know. I haven't investigated enough.
Why not?
But you know what? You guys want to take this journey now?
No. I think you need to go undercover. I think you need to get a part-time job at an Acme.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And I think you need to get in the good graces of people who man the cereal aisle.
Right. You sure Acme and not General Mills?
No,
I think
the people who are going to be the more loose-lipped are going to be down, who are going to be in the trenches.
Mm.
And maybe you go out for a happy hour one day, and then you say, hey, Lou, what about cereal?
All right, I'm not wearing a wire.
I know, in case they pat you down.
All right, I'm going to switch gears because I
wanted to. Why? This is so profitable.
Well, because I wanted to get to this, and I appreciate all the calls that are coming about what you keep in the fridge and whatnot, but we only have a few minutes left before we're going to have to take a break. Oh, wait a minute, we're done with the.
We don't have to do it.
We got all the time in the world.
Let's keep talking about this.
Well,
I'll get to this eventually in this break, but.
Okay, about the thing that I sent you?
Yes.
All right.
We'll get to that in a moment.
Is it connoisseur material or no?
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
Oh, is it?
Oh, let me get one last call on this because I thought this was interesting, and then I'll move on to this other thing. Right. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning, Dilly Belotted.
Dilly Belotted.
Dilly Belotted.
What's up, Katie?
So I have a good girlfriend. I got in her car, and in the door, the pocket on the door, there's a bottle of ketchup. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And she's like, oh, that's my fiance's. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, he keeps a bottle of ketchup in both of our vehicles. And I'm like, why? And she's like, he loves ketchup that much that he always has a safety bottle with him because they never give him enough ketchup whenever they go to restaurants when he orders takeout. So
a drive through. That is commitment when you keep a bottle of ketchup. That's a necessity in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about that.
Wow.
It's getting hot, it's getting cold, all the temperature changes, and he has never gotten sick from it.
And he's been doing this for years, Katie?
Years,
okay.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I would, after a heat wave, you get into the car and it's,
I don't know.
And he's never had an issue? He's never gotten sick off of it?
No, he's never. But I think he goes through it fast enough.
He
goes through it fast enough that it, it doesn't get bad.
If you were to keep a condiment in your car, Preston, what would it be?
It would probably be ketchup because, I can use them on burgers and fries. mustard. It is not exclusive to, but mainly hot dogs for me, hot dogs and sausage and stuff like that. But I do want to bring up, speaking about ketchup and containers.
All right.
And going through the drive-thru and when you get the little packets and you're trying to, you know, rip those apart. And, oh, instead of actually tearing off a little corner, you rip halfway down the entire side of the ketchup thing. It can be a pain in the ass in a car. However, the ketchup packets that are used at Chick-fil-A are quite ingenious.
So how, what is the design of the Chick-fil-A ketchup packet?
There are two different ways you can use it. You can either squeeze it out, or you can take the whole top off and it's a little container and you can dip in it.
Oh, it's either a dip or a squeeze.
You have the option. We're looking at a picture.
It says on
it right now.
It says dip and squeeze.
Dip and squeeze high tomato ketchup. And what you do at the top, you can tear off the top and squeeze it out. Or in the bottom corner, you pull the lid up and it's a little plastic container at the bottom and you can dip in it. It's brilliant.
That's okay. Why doesn't every place do that? Why is Chick-fil-A?
They're probably more expensive.
Thank you, Teresa Hines Carey.
And you know what else I like? Because you had mentioned the all red containers.
Yes.
The plastic. You know what I like is when you get hotel room service and you get the tiny little bottle of ketchup.
I love those.
Could stick a whole knife, like a butter knife in.
I take them home with me.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
They're cute. No,
they are cute.
I go crazy.
But anyway, I do like the Chick-fil-A ketchup containers. They are
so it's called squeeze and
dip and squeeze.
Dip and squeeze. I think it's a great vaudeville team of the 30s.
Okay, this is interesting. Let me go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. What's up, Dennis?
Chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
That's what you keep in your car.
Chips.
I like potato chips. If you open the bag when you're done, put them in the freezer.
Oh, you put them in the freezer.
In the freezer. All right.
When you got to eat them again, they're so crisp and salty, you don't need a whole
bag. They're actually just frozen is what they are.
So you're saying they just have a better flavor to them when they're that cold?
It seems to bring the freshness out of them, and you can taste the salt or whatever flavor it may be, like vinegar or barbecue. It's
interesting. I had not thought about that.
Yeah. Was this an accident, or is this a learned behavior?
I learned it. My aunt used to do it, and she had the best chips around, so we were doing it.
You know, my aunt's got the best chips around.
Tell you something about my aunt. Yeah. She's got the best chips around. So we're stuffing a body in the freezer. And what do we find in his breast pocket? A bag of chips. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, these are freaking awesome.
okay. Yeah, wow. All right, on to this little slice of heaven that Nick gave me yesterday. This is more connoisseur, if you
okay.
would.
We were talking about the connoisseur. Right. We were talking about pancakes, so this is apropos.
Listen, I'm doing some investigative work. I know you're looking at my phone, but
I want to see it.
For some reason, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Golden Grahams investigation.
He's still investigating.
Stopped in his tracks. So hang on, I'm not done yet, Preston.
So you think that those and Golden Grahams are the same?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, those Golden Grahams. Oh,
General Mills.
Yes, hi, this is Casey Boy from the Preston and Steve Show. Can someone provide me with some answers to some questions? I'm doing a little investigation. Okay.
I have two words for you. We're going to sidestep this because the connoisseur via Nick
Don't McElroy go there.
Found out this.
All right.
Two words. Soufflé pancakes. Howdy.
Wait. Whoa.
Soufflé pancakes.
All right, what's a soufflé, though?
Wait one second. Preston, can come over here.
Okay.
Come over to this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes.
I want you to say that again.
Soufflé pancakes.
Yeah,
I really get to use the. The
I know. I am down with that, and I don't even really know.
Oh, you're gonna have to travel.
Well, soufflé is a dessert, Casey.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A very very
airy, light and airy,
very rich and very
croissant-y.
So good when you have it for dessert.
Oh,
so
dear
these are unfortunately they're all the rage in Japan right now.
It's a very good. It's a light and airy. You know, in many ways, it's like two kinds of trucks. You know, trucks are saying that are transporting stew.
So in Japan right now, dozens of restaurants, cafes, and rapidly growing chains specializing in soufflé pancakes are happening.
We're looking at a picture of a four stack I love both these things. I think this would be wonderful. What, there's got to be some place here locally doing
nope.
it. If, no.
no. It's in San Francisco right now.
Well, that's local. That's only, what, how many,
well,
6 hours by plane?
Preston, I did a little more research last night because I've sort of been obsessing about these things since I heard about them. It's not a new invention, but it's kind of new to the States.
Mm-hmm.
There is apparently a place in New York
oh.
that you can go and get these.
Okay. Well, we are a culinary mecca here.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody listening.
Where would you cook? So do you cook these on a griddle?
A George Foreman grill.
Does it need to be baked? I don't know how to make a souffle.
More than likely baked. Soufflés are baked.
Okay.
They have to rise.
They have to rise, and they're very volatile. They can because they're so light and airy. The old joke was that it would, you know, if you made too much noise, it would cave in on itself.
Mona, you made my souffle full.
That's what, okay.
San Francisco gets a taste of this via Graham Cafe and Pancakes. Which has locations all over Japan, is now bringing it into the States. But it says, while some Bay Area restaurants have souffle pancakes on their menus, are not quite the same as the Japanese style. Graham, this restaurant, makes their softest sponge premium pancakes in tall stacks of wow. three at 3 points in the day, and they only serve 20 orders each at a time. So 60 chances a day to try the cakes in San Francisco.
You have to play the lottery to get these things?
That sounds like it, right?
You know,
that was
but
like
that,
when Cronuts came out. Remember, everybody was lining up.
Oh, it was huge. People were waiting in lines for Cronuts.
Yeah, so maybe somebody will get on these. And,
you
and
can make those, Preston.
Listen.
I don't know.
No, let's get – who here – we have a number of people. Maybe
sure
a Saucy Redhead. Maybe Sarah could make these for us.
I'd prefer, and she's great. Sarah's fantastic, but I'd prefer like a breakfast.
Japanese person?
Or yeah. that. Or, no, but I was going to say like a breakfast chef. You know, like some, like oh. a place that specializes and serves breakfast.
What
like
about that
like
guy?
The Desmond.
No, oh, the honey place. What's that place called, Kath?
Laurel and Honey.
No.
Laurel and Honey.
What about
honeys,
the cow's honeys,
place? Honeys.
Honeys. Honeys, yeah, that's the name of the place I'm trying to
okay.
say.
The guy who...
the guy
in Philadelphia had a breakfast place named Breakfast Dishes after us.
So that was his guy.
Glasses. I thought it had a couch.
Oh, that was
couch
it went
the
out
name.
Of business.
Oh.
Yeah, it was,
but
it,
that guy's still alive,
it
right?
It was the living room.
Apparently our association with him killed it.
No, unfortunately he went out of business. He was a really good chef. Zach.
I bet you, what's the other
Chef
one that
Nubs.
That used to come in all the time? It was a Green Eggs cafe?
Yeah. Oh, they're excellent
Green
as well.
I bet they could do
they
it.
They make stuff around. Like that all the time.
So let's see if we can commission somebody from there. We all agree, right? This notion of a souffle pancake is too good to let pass out of our lives.
It's worth experiencing, definitely.
And honestly, the likelihood of me getting to Japan in the next couple of weeks is limited.
And, yeah, I know, well, there's Colleen over at Kriebel's Bakery who did our
oh, yeah, those
cakes
are good.
For the
wedding, right?
For the wedding. Maybe yeah. she could get on it. I don't know, but all I know is we got to try fluffy Japanese souffle pancakes.
And you guys are mixing, you're mixing desserts with breakfast.
I know.
Right, Kat?
That's what a pancake is to begin with. That's always been my issue. Didn't you hear the emotional turmoil?
Well, that's what this is. This is a souffle, which is a dessert, mixing with pancake, which is breakfast.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So there you go.
Yes. Now I would commit to this for the sheer thrill of trying something new.
But I would agree with Nick. I'm sorry.
Okay?
I think that the breakfast...
She smokes cigars in the morning.
I think that the breakfast place is going to be able to
right.
create it better than a baker or bakery.
Are you sure?
I'm good with whoever wants to try it. All right, anyhow. One last thing from the... because we're going to be... Well,
one last item from... What?
What?
Do you want Pringles or Nutella?
I want them both.
Can we do Pringles? Because Marissa just had a Pringles thing on Sunday. Right.
Marissa had a Pringles and wine party for Super Bowl.
By the way, is that something Marissa
she
herself
started
created?
Okay. She started right. it. So it's from, you remember that that story from the Bizarre File, a woman who was at a Walmart drinking wine out of a Pringles cup?
That's where it came from.
Marissa took it from that. I think it's a brilliant idea. But there's a, on Etsy, there's a guy called The Cup Artist who now sells a 20-ounce Pringles tumbler. If you would like to drink wine out of it, they sell them now. They're 20-ounce tumblers wrapped in Pringles logo and can be ordered in the original red design, an original blue Starburst design, ranch, or sea salt and vinegar.
Oh, that's funny.
The owner of the shop, Celeste Power, says that she was inspired by that news story, the woman banned from the Walmart store that she was just caught riding around the parking lot drinking wine out of her Pringles can. And Marissa's friends had some controversy around that, too, I think, to whether they just had the bottle in the Pringles can.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation of whether she used it as like a koozie and put it in the can or poured it in. We did decide that the diameter of the bottle would not fit in the canister, so she did have to pour it in.
She was using it as a glass.
Yes.
And she was using it as a cover. Like, so people didn't know that she was drinking wine.
Sure. Yeah, just...
You know, kind of like... Okay.
Well,
No one's going to say anything if they see you walking around drinking out of a Pringles can. But...
No, Casey, you're thinking when I was thinking that she used it as like a koozie and she put the bottle
That's not what I'm thinking. Okay. I'm thinking that she poured it in there and... Because she can't drink in the parking lot of a Walmart... People would be more inclined to stop her if she was just straight drinking out of a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Rather than some crazy lady drinking out of
She's just drinking out of her Pringles container.
Right?
But
God
I mean, you wouldn't know.
She got like a, an exercise water bottle, which you could just put it in there.
Well, that costs money.
With a totally convincing receptacle that nobody could see.
But anyhow, Marissa?
Yes, we learned that the container does hold liquids very solidly. It didn't leak. And the flavors of the like salt and such make it taste very good.
Interesting.
Seriously?
Yes.
So it make it taste better?
Well, some of them. I mean, I was drinking like champagne out of honey mustard, and it was pretty darn good.
You cleaned it up first, though?
No.
Oh.
I guess the idea is to have the residual Pringle matter help enhance the taste of the wine, correct? You're basically pairing wine with Pringles.
Yeah, I wanted to be pure to the story, and I assume that the woman didn't like rinse out her Pringles container in the parking lot, so I just went for that.
Thank God you didn't go with the story before that about the woman sneaking the phone into the prison in her butt.
Yeah. Let's do that at the Super Bowl.
That's next year.
All right, anyhow, Connoisseur Files. I actually have a lot left, but we don't have time to get to them all right now.
But we still went further than we normally would because we don't have to do the GoFundMe thing.
That's right. Yeah, we're done with that. But somebody might win somebody is going to win $10,000. It might be you. We find out today at noon if there is a mysterious phone call that happens around noon today. You might want to answer the phone, and if you did, play our game because we might be calling you to tell you that you won $10,000 for the GoFundYourself contest.
How exciting.
Yeah.
And it's quite conceivable if you won $1,000, you could be a winner on that. But everyone who even attempted to win is in the running.
And thank you to Armor Metals and Recycling for sponsoring that. So that happens today at noon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. We got the Beep File and guest stopping in, I believe. Yeah, we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Whether you've got an Amazon Echo, Spot, or Dot, make sure you first enable the MMR skill.
Alexa, enable MMR.
Once you do, it's easy as pie to listen to MMR's live stream, the Preston and Steve Daily Podcast, or the Bizarre Files. Your wish is our command with simple voice-activated access to WMMR. Alexa, open MMR.
Nick, I see a text. I know you scoured the internet to find somewhere that they would have souffle pancakes. Somebody said they found them on the menu at La Croix.
That is fascinating.
At the Rittenhouse.
I believe we need to make a show field trip.
And I believe we've had...
Oh, no.
We've had the chef, head chef here in our
studio. Oh, we have?
Before. Yeah. Yes, we have.
Well, we're going to make some calls.
I would have to imagine it would be an honor.
Yes. Yeah, for them.
To make them.
Yes, for it would.
Yeah. We're trying every cheap trick in the book to get these things in here.
All right, we have guests, but the B file first. Here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Patient First, physicians, x-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs. 19 medical centers conveniently located in eastern Pennsylvania and South Jersey. You can visit patientfirst.com for details. All right, this is a little freaky. That's more than a little freaky. An Illinois couple said a hacker spoke to their baby through one of their Nest security cameras and then later hurled obscenities at them.
Oh, God.
This has happened a few times.
They're figuring out how to break into these things.
Arjun Sood said that he was outside his 7-month-old son's room Sunday in outside Chicago when he heard someone talking. He said, "I was shocked to hear a deep, manly voice talking. My blood ran cold." He thought the voice was coming over the baby monitor by accident, but it returned when he and his wife were downstairs. The voice was coming from another of the many Nest cameras throughout the couple's house. Asking me, he said, "You know, why I'm looking at him? Because he obviously saw that I was looking back," and continuing to taunt me. The hacker hurled obscenities at them, the N-word. He said it was terrifying. Arjun Sood also noticed that the Nest thermostat that they have upstairs had been raised to 90 degrees. So they were tweaking the heat in their house.
God.
Listen, it's on a Wi-Fi system. If you hack into it, you can adjust all the parameters of the operating system.
The Suds disconnected the cameras they have inside their house and called Nest and the police. He said that the company urged him to use two-factor authentication, an online security procedure where customers take an additional step, like entering a temporary code in addition to passwords when logging into the system. Their experience comes after another incident involving a hacked Nest camera. A California family was alarmed when someone used their camera speaker to warn of impending missile strikes from North Korea.
See, that's going to be unsettling.
And to take cover. So they are, Nest's parent company, Google, said that that their system was not breached, but they're saying customers are using compromised passwords and
so,
things like
Preston,
that.
So, a friend of mine, the camera that he uses to make snuff films hacked into.
Oh, oh dear Lord.
Like crazy. Mm.
A 12-year-old boy had to have surgery to remove 39 magnetic balls that he shoved inside his unit.
Yeah. No.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Dude.
It wasn't the back end. It was the front end.
No. That seems more difficult.
The youngster from China reportedly inserted them out of curiosity, he said.
Listen, once in a while I would teeth on a Matchbox car, but that never occurred to me.
The 39 of them?
Yeah, he was taken to a children's hospital.
He lost the 40th.
And told the doctors that he had swallowed some foreign objects, but but Dr. Wang Jun, a urologist at... Yeah, Dr. Wang...
Yeah, it's going to work out. That, listen, if I'm going to go to a urologist, I want him to be named Wang.
At the hospital, was shocked to find the 39 balls, also known as buckyballs, stuck along the boy's urinary tract.
It can this stuff can kill you.
The boy then told doctors he had inserted the metal balls himself. The doctor said the boy said he was curious.
That's got to be painful.
An X-ray showed the tiny magnet balls align in a U shape. Medical staff conducted a minimally invasive surgery to extract the balls. Dr. Wang said it's impossible to pull the magnet balls out. The alignment of the balls would change if you tried to pull it along the tract. The boy is now able to urinate, and he's recovering in the hospital, so he's doing a little bit better.
Jesus.
All right, this is a little less incendiary. Some people really like confrontation. A man in Australia was photographed waiting at the Melbourne Airport arrivals gate, and he was holding a gigantic sign that just said, "I know you cheated."
Oh, wow.
That's sweet.
A passenger passing through the arrivals gate snapped a photo of the man and posted it on social media, where it has accumulated over 400 comments and 75,000 likes at the time of this writing.
Yeah, how the hell do you know?
It is not known whether or not his cheating companion showed up and saw the sign or not, but that was certainly what
so
he was.
So how many guys that were not even connected to that, or people coming through who were not even connected to that, were thinking, this guy knows I cheated?
Yep. A man was arrested after police say he crashed into Facebook security gates while drunk and was combative with arresting officers. Officers responded to a traffic offense involving a domestic dispute where an intoxicated man ran through the security at Facebook's facility. Police learned that Jeffrey Giles, 40 years old, had kicked a woman who he was involved in the domestic dispute with out of his car. After he kicked the woman out of his car, police stated Giles was going to Eagle Mountain to, quote, fight with the passenger's family. The police arrived at the woman's family's home and informed them of the possible issue. And while at the residence, deputies were notified that a red Mazda had run through the security fence at a Facebook facility and had become disabled. When officers arrived, the vehicle was unoccupied. Giles was found in the area shortly after. They said an odor of alcohol was coming from him when they found him, and he was combative with officers. The woman who was kicked out of the vehicle later told police that Giles had been drinking, quote, Jaeger.
Okay.
Giles was transported to the county jail, and when he was read his rights, he responded to the police by saying, F you and F him.
So, have you ever seen these Facebook facilities?
No.
They're like compounds. They're not,
imagine, yeah.
They're not easily breached.
So, he was booked for a
number. I was looking for Snapchat.
A number of charges. let's see. We'll have time for one more story. Ah, this is pretty messed up. A cabin pressure issue forced a flight bound for Florida from Connecticut to return to Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. A Southwest flight from Hartford to Tampa turned around on Friday night because several passengers complained of pain and discomfort, and one of the passengers was bleeding from the ears.
Oh, geez.
Yo.
That's going to alarm the other passengers.
The FAA...
I know you're all rather concerned about that passenger bleeding from the ears. Just want to let you know everything's okay. And that passenger is going to get a free pair of headphones.
The FAA said...
Your card will be out in a few minutes.
that the pilot of the Boeing 737 reported a possible pressurization issue.
By the way, to that passenger in the sixth row whose penis fell off, we are very sorry.
So the flight returned just after 9 p.m., about an hour after setting off for Tampa International Airport. Emergency medical technicians met with the flight, so it landed and treated several passengers.
What caused the, did they explain what caused the bleeding from the ears?
Yeah, it was a pressurization issue.
Was stigmata?
No, it wasn't stigmata. there was, the pressure, you know.
Wow.
The pressure,
I just wonder physically what detonated or what happened to cause the bleeding.
There was no indication of any other injuries that were severe. So
wow.
I assume if you're
your eardrums,
if you're under pressure like that, or if there's a loss of pressure, lack of pressure altogether, that the liquids in your body want to escape somehow.
Yeah. I like my cabins pressurized.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning.
Call me a diva.
Call me a diva.
Yeah, right.
I want oxygen. I want it all.
All right. So our guests have a very cool thing to report. And
yes.
They need some help, but it's a good thing. So a lot of times when you're asking for help, it's because, oh, man, we have some troubles here and we need your assistance. A good thing has happened and they need some help.
Yes.
With this. So I think this is really cool. From Fox 29, let's welcome our very good friend Lucy. No one knows.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lucy. And also returning to our studio, she is a professor at Villanova and founder of the president of the student-run housing unit of Philadelphia, or SHROOP. Is that how you say it?
SHREHUP. I told you we need a new name.
SHROOP. SHROOP. There it is.
SHROOP. There it is.
There you go.
Stephanie Cena is
here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephanie.
I love following the Bizarro files. I feel like, how can you one-up that?
I know.
I had
you don't have to. That's the good
magnetic
news.
Units, so take that.
Yeah. Wow.
She was going for 40. She couldn't quite make it, though.
It's tough, yeah.
It's the record to beat, apparently. No, so, all right. So, Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. I know that you guys are keynote addressers in this event that's coming up on Wednesday. It'll be at St. Thomas of Villanova Church. But also, you've received a grant, and that's one of the reasons why you're here this morning. Who wants to touch on that, Lucy?
It's amazing. I mean, the whole concept here is to have a wonderful community of cozy cottages for people who are experiencing homelessness. And if they happen to have a pet, you are welcome in. And so this has ignited a fire, Steph.
That's absolutely right. So there are no shelters in the region that accept people with their pets. And I've been running through the student-run emergency housing unit of Philadelphia shelter since 2011. And we've had to turn away so many people with their pets. So we said we will not allow people to die on the streets with their pets anymore.
And we talked about this the last time you were here. And I've seen it. My wife and I, if you've seen it around, you've seen people out on street corners with a dog or whatever. And they literally will die before they go in and accept the offer of shelter.
Well, and because their animals can die too.
Right,
you know, so that's the whole thing. Because they go into a different shelter, those shelters are full, and then those animals end up being put down. It's terrible.
And also, people who are disabled as well, or just have other extreme circumstances, they can't access it. So this is what you guys have been endeavoring to do, correct?
That's right. We've been working on it. We were here about a year ago talking about our project. We're very excited, but we've made tremendous progress that we're so excited to share with your listeners.
Yeah.
So a year ago when we were on, we were looking at buildings, and we've scaled up tremendously. So now what we're doing is villages of cozy cottages. These villages where we'll allow people to come in with their pets, link them to services that they need to get back on their feet. They stay with us until they're independent, and then we move them on into housing, low income housing and shallow rent subsidies.
So it's not a Band-Aid. That's the whole thing. You're not
just being dumped somewhere.
That's right.
President? I have a question. I know you guys' pets are near and dear to your heart as well, but you're not required to have a pet.
No,
with you,
not at all. But if you have a pet, you're not excluded. So long as it's legal in the city of Philadelphia, it's welcome.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, which is amazing. And so, you know, some big companies have been very excited about it.
Yes. So we are so encouraged by the outpouring of support from the people all throughout Philadelphia. So we've had sponsorship packages offered to us, and we're getting grants right now to make this happen. So that's how we're funding the project, is really through sponsorship and donors. We're looking for more, but right now we're going to construction on the first home starting in April. So we're really close.
It's all hands on deck now, right?
Yeah, so
it's sort of the clarion call to get people who can provide peripheral
assistance with this. So what are we looking for?
That's right. So we're looking for any way that people want to be involved, specifically sponsorships.
Yeah.
We're looking for donations, but also volunteers to lend their energy. We're going to be constructing these houses together, kind of like Habitat for Humanity style. So again, when I say all hands on deck, I mean it quite literally.
Yeah.
That if people want to don a hard hat, even if they don't know a thing about construction, they can come
planting
to us.
Gardens.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, anything like that. Anything.
Yeah, we're going to have community gardens.
And to explain these cottages, have you ever seen them? I mean, there's a show on TV that deals with like this kind of living, tiny homes.
But they're not little sheds. People keep thinking they're like these tiny little
sheds. They're
not.
They're actual little efficiency homes, and they offer a lot. And I think it's also there's something, I think, a little bit more it gives somebody a little bit more self-esteem.
And dignity.
And dignity. And from there, and the idea, again, is to move them through so that they can get on their feet. And whereas otherwise they might just not even entertain the notion and, God forbid, die out on the street like with the last polar vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Is an entree into it.
Absolutely. And so we're also increasing the inventory of affordable housing in Philadelphia because there's so many vacant houses. There's more vacant houses in Philadelphia than there are people who are homeless.
Which is amazing to think about, but true. Yeah.
It is. So
and criminal.
We're going to be – a lot of those houses are dilapidated, though. They're not ready for people to live in them. So together with Penn School of Architecture and Design, with a lot of other universities throughout the region, and partnering with Habitat for Humanity, we're going to be rehabbing some of those houses to move our clients into them.
That's great.
Yeah, so because in Philadelphia, we have rising prices of houses. Houses are on the rise.
Yeah.
Also, we have rising eviction and homelessness. And so, like you said, the polar vortex, I mean, something like that is deadly for a city like Philadelphia.
We just had a gentleman in the news. This poor guy wandered away from the house. We were talking about it, Preston. And
you know,
so okay, so the event is tomorrow, and explain.
Tomorrow.
So it's from 6 to
7:30.
7:30.
Everybody's invited. It's free.
It's free and open to the public, and it's going to be an opportunity for Lucy and I to share what we're doing, but also go a little bit more in depth about the causes of homelessness, the obstacles to overcoming it, and how each one of us in Philadelphia can be involved.
So is this where you want the volunteers to come to?
We want everyone to come. They can meet us. They can ask questions. It's Villanova University, so it's at St. Thomas of Villanova Church, which is the main church on Villanova's campus. You can see it from Lancaster Avenue. So we want people to come, but also they can go to our social media page. They can reach out to us through a variety of ways to get involved.
So those links are going to be up on PrestonandSteve.com. The same way the people cite the Camp Out for Hunger as a conduit. People have this need to want to help, and they pick things like homelessness and providing shelter. They know they want to do something, but they don't know exactly what or how to go about it. This is the door to go through.
This is.
So if you've had any desire with that, go down to the event and be a part of it.
And then we can talk to them. I mean, we can say, oh, you're a hairstylist and you want to be able to help give haircuts. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We can use you here. I mean, anything like this.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity to talk to us and let them know. You know, we want people to help wherever they want to be. You mentioned, you know, people have this, you know, if their concern is homelessness.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about our project is that there are so many points of entry. So, for example, we're very environmentally friendly with the tiny homes that are eco-friendly. We're going to have gardens. So maybe your thing is not homelessness. Your issue is environmentalism, or your issue is pets. We've had pet people come out of the woodwork who want to support us. So our project is really inclusive and very progressive. But I feel like wherever your interest and desire is, as long as you want to make Philadelphia better, there's a place
there's
for you.
There's an application.
Yep.
That's great. I love it.
Shroop, there it is.
Shroop,
Shroop there it is.
That's the new
name. Village is going to be called the Breaking Bread Village, because what we do, volunteers come to us all the time and they say, what can I do? And there's so much to do, but I always say the most important thing is to sit down and break bread together, because it's about community and we're eating together like a family. So that's why we're calling our first village the Breaking Bread Village. It's much easier to say than Srihup.
Srihup. And maybe at the end of this, we can convince my wife to put the bread in the bread box that I bought for her.
Well, that she needs to. Claire, you need to. Claire, if you put it in the fridge, it's going to go stale.
I was told this conversation is over, but peanut butter does not go in the refrigerator.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, you can't spread it then.
Mm-hmm. Carlo, not in the refrigerator.
And then Lucy, the batteries.
No, who puts batteries in fridges?
My wife does.
Why?
you know Claire.
I love Claire. Listen, my science teacher used to do it back in high school. So,
and I don't know, she puts up with my stuff. I keep dead bodies in our basement.
Is that where you keep your dead bodies?
Yes.
I put them in my attic.
I put them in the fridge. But
okay. Wait, one more thing is that Villanova University, which is a huge partner of ours, they're having a major hackathon. You know the Penn State dance-a-thon?
Yeah, sure.
So there's a hackathon April 12th to the 13th where all these Villanova University
universities come together and for students come together for 24 hours to create innovation and ideas for our SreHub,
yep,
for our organization. And so they don't sleep, and then they team up and they compete with each other for a brilliant idea related to our project. So we're looking for judges. We're looking for people to come and help coach these students, and we're looking for sponsors.
Is that information on the website?
Okay. Make sure it gets
all right,
up.
So we'll make sure that's the case. This is a wonderful thing.
Just go to the community page at PrestonandSteve.com. I posted all of it there, and you can find the link to the Facebook page, all that kind of stuff, too.
And the GoFundMe page, because people can donate that way as well.
We love it.
Yep. Cool. Great. Excellent.
Thank
you. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you so much for all your support.
Continue the great work.
It's going to be great. It's
Lucy awesome. Nolan and Stephanie C.
Thank you so much.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. We still have our friend Steven Singer with a lot of giveaways to do for Valentine's Day. That's coming up in a little bit, but some other things as well. Stay with us.
The MMR mobile app. Use it to grab the MMR live stream and MMR audio on demand, including the Preston and Steve podcast. Bring up the live studio webcam, too. The MMR app is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatible, and it's free.
Thank you very much, Kath. Steven Singer will be here in a little while. We're going to play a game with him, and we have some stuff to give away. That is coming up in a bit. Is that moving along swimmingly, Casey?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. We'll have him in a little while. But in the meantime, there was a... There's a video that Steve sent over to me the other day, which had an interesting question, a very simple question, but one that might make you, I don't know. And I think that there's two different answers to this question. There's a serious one, and then there's a what the F one.
But it's funny, too, Preston, because as you watch the video, both answers could be valid, or both approaches could be valid, and it makes you ask the question... You know, when you get down to it, and you're going to reveal that in just a second, you know, there's legitimacy to both approaches.
Yeah. So the question is, you've been told by your doctor you have 24 hours to live. What do you do?
Right.
What do you do with those 24 hours? It is certain that is going to happen. And
but you're not debilitated. I mean, you got everything.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So but what are you going to do?
You're saying you have all of your capabilities.
Everything is fully functional.
You just got like an aneurysm that's going to burst. And
for whatever
nothing
reason. Right.
Okay.
You're going to drop dead in 24 hours. Exactly.
You know what I probably, and I don't mean to jump in first here, but.
Nah, go ahead.
It's going to sound weird.
You'd make stew.
No, but I probably would not want to be with anybody that I love most.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm having a hard time finding a good answer for this question. Go ahead.
Yes, likewise. Go ahead.
Well, I know. I just
let me ask you immediately. Maybe I can help you through this. What immediately made you think you wouldn't want to be around people you really love?
Because, I wouldn't want them to know. And so that last 24 hours would be very, very sad for them.
You'd want them to be caught completely off guard.
Right. So, and so I kind of go back to, like, you know, when my father had passed away, he was sick for a while. You know, but not as, he was supposed to be sick for longer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we were supposed to get another Thanksgiving and another Christmas and another Easter. And then that never ended up happening. And at first I was upset that we didn't have those holidays together. But then I realized that had we had those holidays, that those holidays would have been a lot sadder.
Would have been unbearable.
Because we would have known that this is the last one with him.
Interesting.
So, that's your serious answer.
That's my serious answer.
But, to expand on that just a little bit. So you could spend time with them and just not let them know.
Right. I don't know if I'd be able to act normally.
Because you can't keep a secret.
I got a secret.
We're going to die in 12 hours.
Guess who's going to die in 12 hours?
Guess who's going to die in 12 hours? It's going to be me. I couldn't help it.
That would totally be Casey.
I would definitely listen to all my music, though.
I would probably be the opposite of you. I would want to spend all my time with my children, with my family, and maybe give people the opportunity to say things that needed to be said or something along those lines before somebody's gone and it's too late. So that's my serious answer. Now, I don't know what we would do. I mean, we would just sit around in the house and talk. Would we make some really great food? I'm not sure what we would do with that time.
So I think of like movie scenes, like in Deep Impact.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
She
go out onto the beach.
She goes out onto the beach, you know, with her dad.
I know what.
You go out onto the beach with your dad?
No, but I would
watch Deep Impact.
I would watch Deep Impact together.
I want you to come over and watch Deep Impact with me.
No, I would say let's go parasailing. You know, something stupid like that.
Sure.
No, but you guys beat me to the punch. Go ahead.
Yeah, but something like that would be you know, would you go for it? But to that point, would you do something experiential that you'd never done
before?
Listen,
I know a lot of people would like to do drugs that they've never done before.
Hmm.
You're saying do as many drugs as you can.
Well, no, I looked over and I saw the text message board and it comes up. And I know that there's a lot of things that like, hey, I don't want to live a life of addiction. But if I only got 24 hours left, I'm going to go get a ton of coke and yeah. hang with hookers. And
in the video that kicked off this conversation, where a lot of people said they wanted to go out and just get hammered.
Yeah.
Just do that. So it's on the list for some people to do that.
It's so and it's weird. And it makes me even think now, like I can't. It's hard to lock and load. I would want to be, you know, obviously I want to be with my wife, you know. I think probably I would choose the more at home, you know, with hookers.
No. That's what I was going to say. The less serious one for me, orgy.
Orgy, yeah, right, without, yeah. Right.
Sure, why not? The hell, 24 hours, one more time. Although, I'd be done in 10 minutes, and then it would take a new
few more 23 hours to kill.
And then by the third one, it'd be like, I can't, this is just, physically, this isn't going to happen again.
Who wants to play Jenga?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I could fill the rest of the day with some other things. Yeah.
Right.
But orgy, yeah.
What builds to a crescendo?
There would be music that I would want to listen to, and I would have to create a playlist or just do you know what I mean? Like I there
just take you 24 put on, hours to create the playlist.
No, you don't need to. Just put on one Fish song.
Yeah. No, but I would start with Divided Sky, right? And I would just listen to that song because that song's long to begin with. And as I'm listening to that song, create a playlist, and I might go internal. I might stick some headphones in and listen to nothing.
Spend the rest of your life just listening to music.
Listening to music, and wow,
because you can say
having
that.
An orgy.
Well, you can say while having an orgy. I'm not stupid. With my earbuds in, especially the new Jobbers, they'll stay in while my head's bouncing back and forth.
All right, here's a great text from somebody. This is Preston calling my dad. Dad, I'm about to die. Can I visit you one last time? to tell you how much I love you. And my dad says, I think that'd be a bit much.
I think I'd get on a plane.
Why don't you just FaceTime me?
I think I'd go to the Caribbean. I'd go to St. John or someplace like
somewhere
that.
Beautiful.
You would eat up travel time.
I know. Well, Casey's eating up travel, you know, time with his creating the playlist. You know, you have to do a little bit of planning. You got to get somewhere you want to be when you croak. But if I could be on a beach in St. John or the British Virgin Islands or something like that, I think I'd be pretty happy.
You could certainly go grab every penny out of your account.
Yeah, I'm going first class.
And use it to get a ticket right now to wherever you want to go.
Yeah, Necker Island or something like that.
So, okay, how what's the travel time to Necker Island?
Well, if you're doing it first class, you take a private jet there, and you're there in 4 or 5 hours, something like that.
Okay, orgy in the plane on the way.
Left. So orgy on the plane on the way, orgy when I get there. I bring my loved ones with me. They could watch the orgy and then get off the plane. And
here, Ben, sit right here. You're going to want to catch every second of this orgy.
Do a little snorkeling.
Here, I like this one. Somebody says on the text, receive a Dutch oven from Meredith Baxter Burney.
Wait, is that
Deadpool?
Yeah, okay.
That's a great line. Somebody says, if I had 24 hours to live, I'd kill my ex-wife.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There go kill somebody.
We're talking about killing someone, and specifically someone that they absolutely loathe or hate.
You know
so
what?
That turns into away from I'm dying in 24 hours to I have 24 hours to do whatever I want without regret as well.
The thing is, like, is that purge. How do you want your legacy? You know, do you give a rat's ass about a legacy? Do you want to leave the world better? Do you want one of those great Ziggy moments where you're on a cliffside and the sun is rising? Do you want to go out like Luke Skywalker went out? You know,
Or you could choose to do something really, you know, big and horrible, meaning kill someone important and go down in history that way. You know what I mean?
Like an
assassination. Yeah, something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Like Hitler.
Raise Hitler up and then kill him again.
Are there any things left unsaid that you guys would want to say to somebody?
I think Parabola. I haven't said that in
well, there
in
you
a
go.
Long time.
He's banging that one out right now.
Are you dying?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
No, I don't think so. I don't have anything. But that,
no, I meant to people in your life that you have, you like, for whatever reason, you haven't said to them, and you like, there's somebody that you've always loved or somebody you've always hated that you want to make sure
I'm gay. No, the.
And then the plane
right levels off. But that's a good point, Nick.
You were wrong about your diagnosis.
That's a good. So to that point, does that serve as a reason to get that out? Because we always see these depicted in movies, and we hear stories about what people have done. But the 24 hours is a little concise. A lot of times, either it happens so quickly that no one gets a chance to do it, or you have at least a little bit more time.
Here's a pretty good one. This says, I would make videos for my kids to watch at different ages, like Michael Keaton did. I forgot the name of that movie with him and Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Batman.
My life.
I think that was it. Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Oh, that movie, dude.
Sad. Oh my god.
Well, and he goes through. There's at one point where he's trying to teach his little kid how to walk. Oh my god, man.
The heartbreaker.
It is. Yep. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Do you know what the sequel to that is? Jack Frost.
It is not.
Somebody says butt stuff of Betty White.
Receiving or giving?
He didn't indicate.
Both. Maybe she's going to be uncomfortable.
Maybe both.
I brought my favorite. I call this one Mary Tyler Muchmore.
But I wonder if you could go to somebody like Betty White or somebody that and just say, hey, listen, I'm going to die in 24 hours.
I think, of course, she'd have sex with you.
Yeah.
I think if you just said, listen, you don't know me. You have no verification that this is factual. But I'm going to die in 24 hours. And I think I would want to have sex with you. I think she'd invite you right in.
Most definitely.
And get to work on you.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You were lying? I don't know.
This is a tough question.
It is.
And that's why it's, you know.
I mean, because it starts,
you know, a couple of different answers.
How many times you've been on a vacation with like a week and a half and you can't, what do we do? Here's the end of your life.
Yeah. And you've got to decide, am I going to go out with a bang or am I going to make it special and,
well, you know,
tender or who knows?
We had the girl in here who sang people out, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
Edie.
And surrounded by your, I always thought that whole notion of surrounded by family and friends, you know.
It was crap.
I would want to actually take a class on how to make dream catchers, Kathy.
No, stop it. Honestly, I swear, I think that I would pretend like it wasn't real and like it wasn't happening.
And just go with the regular
just
day.
Just go with the regular
convince
day.
Yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. By the way, the dream catcher is, the video is up for the Daily Rush video. Did you watch it yet?
No.
That's hilarious.
All right.
I watched it like a dozen times last night. Hang on, Marissa hasn't chimed in.
I'm feeling really morbid because the very first thing I thought about is where am I going to be at the end of that 24 hours that, like, do I just drop dead?
Like, I'm going to be... I don't know if I can say that.
I don't think you can say that, what Casey just said. Okay.
You need a breather.
You're probably right.
We need a timeout. Yeah. Marissa, go ahead.
So my initial thought was like, get on a plane, be somewhere exotic, someplace I've never been before that I want to just experience. I can't get past that.
Yeah, just keep going.
But then, like, do I want to be snorkeling? So I just, like, die at the end of 24 hours?
You're saying, do you explode? Do you just fall down?
Yeah, am I at, like, a nice resort and then they have to worry about my body and then they find out they're mad at me?
Or do you stand over the edge of a volcano so that when you collapse, your body just falls right into it?
I like that.
Or do you go for the ultimate thrill and jump out of a plane?
Yeah,
sans parachute, and then
perish on the way down.
Yeah,
maybe that actually would be pretty solid. Let me go to Jen here. Jen, you have 24 hours to live.
First of all, this conversation is great.
Thank you.
I love that a lot. The first thing is, I feel like I would do all this stuff, and then the next day, it would still be the day. I have to, make up for everything that I...
Right. The diagnosis was wrong, and there you are. Uh-huh. You've just had an orgy and just completed a human centipede.
But I would do is I would try to get everybody that I loved in one house, every food that I loved, every cocktail that I loved, and then everybody that kicked me off, I'd punch them right in the teeth.
Yeah.
So they knew I hated them, but they didn't die, because we're all going to die anyway. But they just knew, and we would know, and then we'd go down like that.
What's
the next day I'd wake up and probably regret everything I did.
Uh-huh.
So it would be important. The importance for you is letting people know how you feel about them
in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, you know what? In your beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
I'm gonna kick you in your balls.
Let me go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
What's up, Joe?
So I think after spending a little bit of time with my kids and making good memories, I would go out and with a bang, basically fight crime, find some burning buildings, save people, do all that stuff. So
yeah,
kids could at least say I was a hero.
To be honest, Joe, I was I always used to say, like, if I knew I had a limited amount of time, you know, like, because you got to figure you have 24 hours, you've got to get to, you know, like if there's a hostage situation or a burning building. Yeah, I agree. Or, you know, but you got to get there.
You got to find it.
Maybe what you need to do is set a fire at a hospital and then go running in. And yeah.
Then you go save.
Look, daddy's a hero.
Right. Because
if you go out a little bit early, at least, you know, you got that time. If you're going to go out in a gunfire, you know.
Right. Interesting. Thanks, Joe. However, I mean, granted, there is crime at any given time, but finding that crime is the hard part about it.
That's why sometimes you have to massage it a little bit.
You know just kind of make it yourself. Yeah. Yes. I will go next to Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air. Go ahead, man.
Oh, wow. Check it out. rock on, man. I was just kind of trying to respond to Casey Boy with the loss of his father. When my dad passed, it was within like 2 months when we found out he had the cancer. And
so the question we're asking here, Chris, is what would you do if you had 24 hours left to live? Thank you for checking.
I think he has his radio up, so I think that's what's happening.
Let me go next to Larry. Hey, Larry, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, it's Barry, though. But, I was just telling the other guy, I was doing it 6-hour blocks.
You would do it in what now?
Six-hour blocks.
All right, so explain, yeah.
6 hours with family, 6 hours doing the Vegas, get the prostitutes, 6 hours partying, and then...
You can't say that.
Yeah, he's about to die, so he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, so you would have to do the partying last, because you know, the last thing he said was reflect on life. But
however,
you can't be doing that while you're wasted.
But you know what you could do, though? I do like the fact, you know, 6 hours of family, 6 hours with the prostitutes... And then you 6 hours of something else, and the final 6 hours to think about the prostitutes.
Well, maybe you spend the last 6 hours pretending your name is Larry.
Yeah. You could do that.
All right, so you wouldn't want to spend any of that time hungover, right?
Well, it depends. No. You're paying dues on...
Yeah, you're right, though. Save it for last.
Yeah.
Save the dream for last.
And if you're drunk or high or whatever on the way out... that's a great way to go, you know, because you're more oblivious to the fact that death is impending at that point.
Do you know what I think? Honestly, I think going to the beach, going, you know, like for example, the end of Rogue One. They're on going to the beach. There's an eternalness to the beach. You can see the Death Star,
true.
You know, which is cool. Time. It's a soothing way to ease into. To cast off the mortal coil.
Press, I know that you try to avoid these thoughts altogether, right?
Thinking about dying?
Yeah.
No, about stew.
I prefer not to think about dying, yes.
Yeah, so like when those thoughts enter your mind, what is your automatic distraction? What do you go to try not to think about that?
I usually think about golf.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Do you think you could get to, like, Augusta? You know, like, if you had
in 24 hours?
Well, you know... You got the private jet, you've cleaned out the bank account, you have the sound effects to go along with what I'm trying to say. Do you think you can make it to Augusta in time to play six holes?
No, never. Not that one. Pine Valley, I could probably
there
get
you
on.
Go. In
I
the
could,
car.
What's the closest golf course to your house? It's right across the street.
It's right there.
So just go, you could suck the life out of golf.
I've played that one 1,000 times. I don't know. Maybe I would call in some golf favors, but golf takes quite a bit of time to play, so I don't know.
Miniature golf.
Yes, exactly. let me go to, I have Scott. Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Oh, what is going on?
Blatantly drop an F-bomb like that, Scott.
Jesus.
Sorry.
All right, listen, that wasn't an accident. He was doing it on purpose, so I'm going to hang up with him because he might do it again. I'm going to go next to, let me go to Pat. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, Pat?
Nothing, but the conversation made me think of a, like, Breaking Bad situation, and with only 24 hours, I would probably try to rob a bank.
You try to
rub it in. A lot of people said that in this video that we watched. It kicked off this conversation. A lot of people said, go rob a bank.
Well, I mean, my life insurance policy is not much. And to set up my family, if I could get away with it.
Yeah.
So that's the whole, like, in Breaking Bad, that's part of his, the impetus is to he knows he's terminal and he's going to get the money. You'd also not want to do anything that would put, if you do have decent life insurance, you know, to put that in jeopardy. But there's a movie from years ago, it was a Jerry Lewis movie where he gets this diagnosis, but he has like 6 months, basically. So he goes.
What movie is this? I'm sorry.
It's called You Can't Take It With You.
Okay.
He goes and he just runs up his credit card. He goes, you know, deep sea fishing and he's partying and he's just drunk all the time. And then he finds out his doctor told him that because the doctor put the moves on his wife. And so he goes away and he figures he's just going to live his life and he stay out of the country to avoid coming back so he doesn't get caught.
Yeah.
But when he happens to find out that his wife is and the doctor were having a thing, so he comes back and it's a funny movie. But he just figures, isn't that the thing? You end up a winner if you die with your credit cards maxed out and your...
Yeah, my uncle always said, who passed a few years ago, he said, if you plan it out right, your last check will bounce. but I didn't even think about the credit cards.
Yeah.
Like a no-limit credit card.
Just go.
Boom.
Yeah.
Let me go next to Sean. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Oh, ducka, ducka, ducka.
Hey, what's up, man?
I think I'd get my friends and family together, and we'd all watch a season of 24.
Ah, you could.
You loved it, didn't
now,
you?
Now, you'd have to leave the commercials in to get your full 24.
You know what? Actually, thinking about the credit card thing, now that I think about it, I've always wanted to go to a bar, a crowded bar, and say, drinks are on the house.
Yeah.
I'd do that, then maybe go to a casino and bet ridiculously large amounts of money.
Why not?
On playing craps.
What happens if you win like $5 million, though?
It'd be phenomenal. It would be legally your money, so you could give it to somebody, to a charity or your family or whatever, so it wouldn't be, you know, robbing a bank. And if you lost, whatever, man. I'm dying.
Yeah. Would you sleep at all?
No. Definitely not.
24 hours. Yeah. I'd probably have to take a nap just to be able to squeeze it all in.
I'm so tired. Yeah. And then you oversleep, like you.
Yeah.
Casey would oversleep.
I got overslept, man.
Oh, man, I got 14 minutes left.
Let's see.
And it's the second half of the Deer Hunter.
I'm going to go next to Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, what's up, Bill?
I think I would like to go out as a hero and blow Tom Brady's nuts off with a shotgun.
Oh, with a shotgun. You'd like to blow Tom Brady's nuts off with a shotgun. Wow. Hey, look, you know, you have to have goals. And that's part of the deal.
All right. Thanks, man. You know what? This is... Okay, here's a more serious one. This is a really good one. Hey, excuse me. Sasha, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Sasha?
I would probably like to meet the people, if I knew I was going to die, that I was donating my organs to.
Wow.
Wow.
That's... You're a good person.
It's like 7 pounds.
We're with hookers and doing human centipedes.
Yeah, seriously.
That's wonderful. Actually, there's been a couple of videos, Sasha, that have popped up. I don't know if you've seen them, but they've had people who have gotten to meet the family members of people who donated organs, and it's just an amazing thing.
So, that's a great one.
I like it, Sasha. Nice.
Yeah,
it's like the movie 7 Pounds. You know, he goes and he makes sure that people that he's going to do. That he's going to do that for are worthy or decent people.
The movie 7, where you just cut someone's head off. And put
a box. You could or feed them spaghetti until they die. There's all kinds of things.
But it takes too much time.
Possibilities. Interesting. Food for thought. Just to kind of think about that. And maybe you have a few different answers for that. One that's legitimate and one that was just
frivolous.
But I thought it was an intriguing video that Steve sent over. You know what? We should post that for
people
to check out, because some of the answers are kind of interesting. You wouldn't expect people to say some of these things. Anyhow, thank you for your calls. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your opportunity to win some stuff. Steven Singer is here.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with him? We always do something that's interesting around Valentine's Day. So we have a special setup with Mr. Steven Singer when we return. Stay with us. Be back in a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day Spa Package from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Steven Singer is re-releasing exclusive 24-karat gold dip rose colors just for you. If you missed out on a color, here's your chance to add it to her collection. Check out all the available colors at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Thank you very much, Kat. So Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And we've been telling you about some wonderful things to get from our friend Steven Singer Jewelers. And guess what? He's here. Steven Singer!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Well, listen, you know, I'm a very, very big fan of WMMR and Preston and Steve. You've been here for 19 years?
2005.
Well, yeah, 2005 is when we started here at MMR. We've been on the air together for 20
years. 2005 is when you started here. Okay, so I started with you in 2005.
Okay.
Let's do some quick math. Now, we round up to 2019.
It's 41
we round
years.
That up to 2020. Then we divide, what's that? 36 years.
Yeah, 36 years together.
Yes. Anyway, and this has been a lovely, and I always tell people to listen to the show. Today would be the one day I would say, if you're going to tune out, this would be the time right now to tune out, because this is going to be a train wreck. And also, it has the added bonus of being my last time I'm ever going to be on the show.
Well, listen, here's the deal. You always want to do something that has a little bit of panache to it. And then, and so this time around, media, the world of entertainment, the world of television, sat something right in our proverbial laps that was so synergistic. We couldn't help but seize them. Right, Preston?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's
synergistic.
Obvious.
Yes, and that's exactly the word that was rolling off my tongue.
And in fact, Casey, give me a fanfare, something nice to build up as I announce exactly
what
we're
going
to
do.
We're not prepared, but we haven't revealed to the audience what we're going to do yet.
Yes. Well, I found out late last night. Casey and Nick just kept saying, we got to ask Preston. We're going to ask Steve. We're going into a meeting. We're going to find out tomorrow, later. And they did it in such a way that it was too late for me to say no.
All right. Fair enough.
So here we are.
You wanted to give some stuff away. So ladies and gentlemen, we present to you, like said Steve, from inspired from television events.
Yes.
The Masked Steven Singer.
Yay!
Now you've heard of, maybe, I still haven't seen it though, the Masked Singer show.
Number one show on television.
It's Nick Cannon is here today just to help us, right? Yeah.
And so, you know, these people put these masks on and they sing and you don't know who they are. Well, we know who our singer is, but we're going to make him put a mask on. Well, he sings songs for you and you identify the song and you win a Steven Singer gold dipped rose for Valentine's
Day. Honestly, we brutalize Steven all the time. it's a given. This time, though, from what I understand, the...
I'm not like in a rabbit head.
No.
I'm not like on the show.
This is a lot better.
Now, that would be fun.
Now, listen, not only do we brutalize Steven, sometimes we open up new worlds to him. I mean, we did have him dress as a woman.
And that really kind of stuck, from what I understand.
Yes, listen, I'm wearing leather underwear right now. That's terrific.
So what we've done is we have a mask that Steven's going to put on. It's a GIMP mask. You're familiar with... Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
It's similar to that. Can I see the mask real quick, Steve?
You can.
Thank you very much.
So, if you watch this or Fuller House, you've probably seen this.
So the mask is leather. It's a hood. He puts it on, but there's also a ball gag that will go in his mouth.
And honestly, that's an attachment that not a lot of GIMP masks come with.
No.
Marissa said to me, could you just try this on? I said, listen, I believe it or not, hard as it is to believe, I've never had one of these on before. Can you just help me out here? It's got all kinds of apparatus.
There's a lot of connectors on it.
Oh, my Lord. There's like a shoestring in the back, and then there's hooks and gadgets and latches.
Makes you wonder how Bill Weston does it.
Oh, my Lord. I was wondering why it had his name on the inside.
That's right.
There's an optional, there's another gag that can go over the mouth, or this can be put over the eyes, but he's going to be needing to read lyrics, so we're not going to
cover his eyes. Well, we've seen all sorts of additional attachments for these various masks. One actually has an ashtray that sticks out, but that'd make it very hard.
He's not kidding. Oh, my Lord.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So,
no photography, please.
So we're going to
just video.
Bring out the GIMP.
Bring out the GIMP.
I'm sleeping.
Well, I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
This is like in Pulp Fiction. We're going to have that little that contract. We're never going to talk about this again.
Right, that's right. Right.
That's right. You lost all your Philly privileges.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So we're going to give Stephen the mask. Now, tell us a little bit about the prize before we go into it, if you would, Stephen.
We're going to give away 24-karat gold-dip roses to everybody. This is with your permission.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody that plays, there's no way that anybody's going to get anything. Because my talent is so vast. And with a ball gag in my mouth, I do not believe that anyone will be able to get any of these lyrics or any of these songs. So I would, I propose.
You've predetermined. That's
I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
But I have zero ability and zero musical talent if under the perfect circumstances. Right. So this should really cripple the audience. But what I'd like to do, if
please,
it's okay with
please,
you,
yeah.
Every contestant that plays will win a 24-karat gold-dip rose.
What?
And anybody that gets it right will give an Angel's Heart diamond necklace.
Oh.
So they'll get both. So this way everybody will win because it's so, this contest is so not fair.
You always do this. We never know.
If it's okay with you.
It's not. Lest I remind you about what he did at the Camp Out for Hunger, that incredible generosity during the wedding.
We were going to give away 10 wedding bands.
Yeah.
He gave them to everyone.
How many people did we have? Was it 100 people?
It was 60 couples.
60 couples. Yeah. So it was 120 people. That was fun.
Yeah.
You should have seen all those people coming in.
Wow. Yeah,
coming
I'm sure.
That was unbelievable.
All right. Okay. All right. So no matter what, getting through, you get the gold rose, which, by the way, is a fantastic gift. It's only $59. You go to IHateStevenSinger.com to get them before they sell out.
Right. Again, and this year, you just mentioned it, we have
the Lush.
The rose.
Oh, yes.
Fragrance.
Yes.
For $4.
Inside
it's real
box.
Roses. They're crushed up rose petals. You put it, it says you're loved on it, and it comes in the rose. So when you open the box, you have the aroma, the scent, the fragrance of fresh roses. And it's really a terrific thing because women love that. Ask Kathy. She loves that stuff.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The moment I open the box, I could smell that.
That's right.
All right, so the bonus. So you get the rose no matter what, but if you can get the song correctly, you get this Angel Heart.
An Angel Heart diamond necklace Naughty Not diamond necklace. Either one, whatever they like.
Well,
if they're feeling angelic or if they're feeling a little naughty.
All right, love it. All right,
you want to put it on?
We need you to suit up.
Well, you're going to have to take your headphones off.
You gimp.
And,
Bring out the gimp.
Oh, this is bad.
The gimp's sleeping.
This is
bad. I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
This is very bad.
All right, Zed. Wake him up. All right, so it's going to take a moment to get on it. He's got to put the ball in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
I messed up, dude. All right, so can you say a few words to the... Yeah, that's, that's exactly
it. So the ball goes right into the mouth automatically.
He wants to say F you. Right. See, we can understand.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Right,
so. I got this.
By the way, you know, the ball that goes in his mouth, it looks like little practice golf balls.
Yeah.
Plastic ones with the holes in them. Yep. All right. So let's get some callers on. We are going to go with Stephanie first. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Stephanie, you heard what's going on, right?
Yeah.
All right, Stephen is this is the masked Stephen Singer, and he is going to sing a song for you.
Okay.
And if you can get it correct, well, first of all, you win a gold rose, so congratulations
thank
there.
You,
You've already
thank
won.
You, thank you.
And then we'll see if you win the necklace. All right, and okay, so we're really going to try this.
Stephen is trying to produce the show here, and he thinks this is going to work. It will not work, but it doesn't matter. It'll be such a cluster F.
Well, what he's decided to do, he wants the song playing in the headphones for him, but you not being able to hear it, the listener, and he's going to sing along to it. But let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, Stephanie, here we go. Whenever you're ready, hit play. And Stephen will sing along to the song. All right. Off to a great start.
And here's we have this pregnant pause that we talked about.
Yeah, this is right.
All right, you're just being waved off.
All right,
Go for it. Hey,
friend. We want to forget our son. We greet everyone. Ask you in. Just to be fair.
Oh, my God. He's right. There's no way.
This ball is like the size of a basketball in my mouth.
I printed these lyrics up for him, and I don't even know them.
I know what that is. I know what it is. Can I guess? And, Steven, you tell me if I'm right to tell you that it is playable. Just one second. Are you going to write it down?
Yeah.
Stephanie, do you have any idea what it is?
He's
sounds like a dog in heat. I have no idea.
You have no idea. Hang on a second. Yeah, Steve got it right.
Oh.
Yeah, Steve wrote
I got it
the
on the last
answer.
On the last sentence.
Okay. All right. Well, Stephanie, we have a gold rose for you, so congratulations there, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, hang on just a second.
I'm sorry.
No, she got a gold rose. You set up a nice buffer, so it doesn't matter.
Now, here's the question. Do we want to reveal what that was?
You want to do it again?
Or do we want to do it again?
Nick, on the text boards.
I can do a better job the second time.
Can you really?
Nobody has guessed. Let's try it a second time.
All right.
We're going to do the same one, right?
Yeah. We'll go to Jay. Hi, Jay.
Suck it, Pennsylvania.
All right, Jay. He's going to sing that same song for you again. Let's see if he can get it
ready,
right.
Jay?
Right. Sure.
Here we go.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get a little closer to the mic when you do
uh-huh.
it.
All right.
All right.
Oh my God.
That's what I got it off that, right?
Yeah.
You got it, okay?
Better.
Yes.
Jay, any idea?
Yeah, no, man, I can't get that.
No. All right, well, we have a gold rose for you. Steven Singer 24-carat dipped real long-stem rose. So you won there, all right, buddy?
That's great, man. Thanks.
All right, see you.
I think we should move on to a different song.
Do
you want to announce what it was?
Yeah, it was Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman?
Come on. Yeah, of course.
But the hard part is it's supposed to go exit light. Yeah. And he was going, exit light, enter night, take my hand off to never, never land.
Yay! Come on, everybody! Preston, the guy's got a ball gag in his mouth.
If you guys could give me the song, I could have done a better job. You're sabotaging.
Hey, and by the way, that's my own personal ball gag.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Well, it's actually an anal bead. But for these purposes,
it's a ball gag.
That's that coin taste you're getting.
We'll go to Mike next. Mike, we are playing The Masked Steven Singer. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. And I will point out that a number of people got it on the text message.
There we go.
All right. So, Mike, whole new song. So we're going to try this out. You've already won just by getting through. Let's see if you can win bigger. Okay? You ready?
All right. Ready. Go for it.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Stephen. Right. Yep.
Can I pick any song or should I do them in the order?
I'd do it in the order if you don't mind.
Is this what you have next?
Hang on. Let me see what you got. Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, why not?
That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Go ahead.
All right. This one? Put your ball gag in and sing.
Right. He's got to look over the song real quick.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're good to go.
What else do you see? A little father of these. What can I say? Everyone is gay. What else should I write? I don't have no right. What else do you see?
There's no melody at all.
I needed the song.
He needs the music, he says. But just to understand this process, by the way, we had actually contacted Steven yesterday and asked him to select songs.
He gave me the song. Just
no, no, no. We actually contacted you because we wanted you to select songs that you knew the melody to.
Yeah. Well,
but it wasn't quite.
I think you misread. I was telling these guys, I think you misread the inflection of my text. I had asked you to pick songs that you know, and you're like, okay, well, give me the songs, and I'll pick them, and I'll pick from them. I was like, okay, here.
It doesn't matter. All right, so this one I don't know, but let's try it one more time. All right, here we go.
If I could only hear this.
Just think about all the product you're saving. Okay, go ahead. All right.
And by the way, I'm going to go through this and pick the ones that I think you know.
All right.
Go ahead. One more time.
I'll pick one that I actually have an idea about.
All right. And we're going to put you back in the box.
People got it, by the way.
They did?
Yes.
All right. So there you go, Steven.
Oh, my God. They are. Okay. Go ahead.
What else should I say? What else should I say? Everyone is gay. What else should I write? I don't have the right.
Okay, I got it.
All right,
I got it now.
Mike, you have any idea?
All right, I'm going to go based on the melody.
don't do that.
Not on the melody.
What's your guess?
The Hills Are Alive.
It is from The Sound of Music. Yes, no.
No, I'm sorry, Mike, but you got a new Steven Singer Gold Rose, so you're all set there. Hang on a second. IHateStevenSinger.com. Free shipping, by the way, for that if you want to order one today. You know that one? Then let's do that one. All right, we're skipping that. We're done with all apologies.
Like it never existed.
That was all apologies from Nirvana.
Yeah.
You never would have gotten it. Right. We're going to go into one that I think he knows the actual melody to.
All right.
And we're going to go to Angel and get Angel online. Angel, good morning.
Oh, I knew all apologies.
Oh, well, this one's going to be even easier.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, Steven, the Masked Singer, you're on. Okay.
It's an easy one.
Angel?
Yeah, no clue.
Oh!
And she knew all apologies.
Oh, every single song, by the way, has this melody right here.
Yumma, 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 yumma. Yumma, 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 yumma.
That's it.
Yumma, yumma, yumma.
That's the only melody.
Yeah, what else can I say? All right, everyone is gay.
Hang on, Angel. We've got a Steven Singer Gold Rose for you, and you'll be good to go. So, okay, so.
All right, just show them the song you wanted to.
Wait,
he... Right.
Is it this?
You think it was a...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve got it right.
All right. Let me
do this. These are gettable, Steven.
Let's do it again. Let's go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, sorry to get bothered. You guys at work.
All right, man. We're playing the Masked Steven Singer, and he just sang a song. He's going to sing that same one for you, okay?
All right.
Should I start in a different spot or start at the beginning?
No, I think at the beginning. It's critical, I think, to it.
Whenever you're ready. All right. Ryan, any idea?
I
actually think that's, and I guarantee you they're getting it on the text boards.
Yes,
my best friend Steve just texted in from St. Louis. He's listening right now, and he got it right.
So it is gettable.
If I can sing the third verse, he'll get it.
People are getting, what, you want to go with the third verse?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sing the third verse.
You ready?
Yeah, Ryan, here we go.
All on the water, this is too
All right, Ryan, you know what that is?
It sounds exactly the same as the last
Now we're in gimme territory.
That was a gimme.
Yeah.
All on the Watchtower.
Oh, my God. Preston, I don't know if you can see, but there's a tear coming out of the gimp mask.
Yes. So, Stephen, what does that mean? He wins?
He wins.
Go ahead.
An angel's heart diamond pendant.
Uh-huh.
A lovely angel's heart intertwined with a little, angel's wing rather, intertwined with a little heart with a little diamond.
All right.
And he's going to get a 24 karat gold dip rose.
How about that? That is awesome. So Steven just pulled the ball out of his mouth, by the way, so that's why he sounds so clear.
Dude, nice job, buddy. Hang on a second. All right, congratulations. All right, let's go to another song. If you know that, let's do it for sure.
All right. Now we're rocking.
All right, we'll go.
It's Gimp Rock. Turn it up.
Steve.
Yeah. It's Gimp Rock. Turn it up.
Sounds like one of my live reads here. All right,
hey,
let's go.
Steve, what are you playing over there?
It's Gimp Rock. Turn it up.
I have a happy meal and a big shake.
All right,
let's go.
Nancy, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Nancy. How have you been doing so far? Any good? You named any of these?
Only one.
All right, good. Well, that's a good track record.
You're still winning regardless.
All right, let's go with the next one. Stephen, the Masked Singer. Here we go.
I can't hear you say, oh, I close my eyes. How long does it go away? How long is this song?
That is like, get to the chorus.
Okay, yeah, please. Get to the chorus.
All right. Kim Brock.
Sunday, Sunday.
All right, Nancy.
Oh, okay.
You ought to know that.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yes!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's...
I don't know what you guys are talking about. She got it right away.
So the lyrics are in the one part is, how long must we sing this song? And it's not, how long must we sing this song?
No, it's... contest. I'm trying
how long? How long must we sing this song?
I need the melody.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Bad Gimp.
How long must we sing this song? Nancy.
Nick, do we have a stick to hit the Gimp with?
I'm not an animal.
We have a wonderful necklace from Steven Singer Jewelers for you. The Angel Heart necklace, by the way.
Congratulations.
We used to have a bullwhip, by the way.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we got a paddle, don't we?
You have a look of fear in your eyes.
Oh my god!
I'm like
a pig. I got a golf ball in my mouth, a leather helmet.
You know what you call this back at the office? You call it Tuesday.
All right, I'm going to go next to Eileen. Hi, Eileen.
Good morning.
All right, Eileen, we've got some prizes up for grabs. You're definitely going to get the Steven Singer Gold Dip Rose, but from Steven Singer, you might also get this diamond necklace that he has up for grabs.
I'm so excited.
Angel's Heart diamond necklace.
Angel's Heart diamond necklace.
By the way, which is gorgeous.
Yes.
Regardless if you win it or not, it's a nice little addition to the rose.
All right, let's say good luck here. You ready? Right.
Here we go.
Here comes the hot coffee. Can you hear me? He got lonely eyes. He's a holy man. He got hair. Yeah, he's me. Got me as like as you as he sees.
Oh, wait, hold on.
All right,
Eileen. Eileen.
Her gimp mask fell off.
I just heard her.
I did too. Eileen, are you there?
Oh, come on.
I think she had it, too.
It sounded like she started to answer, but I think we may have lost a signal.
Oh, that's a shame.
Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
What, do you got a ball gag in your mouth?
I got to let her go. We can't.
Damn it.
We've tried several
times. That was
times.
The best singing thus far.
Agreed.
It was incredible. It brought a tear to my eye.
Hi, Craig. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Craig, did you hear that last one so we don't have to sit through that again?
You don't have to play it again. It's off of Chewbacca's Greatest Hits, but it's Come Together by the Beatles.
Chewbacca's Greatest Hits. Well done. Yeah. We have the Angel's Heart Diamond Necklace from
Plus the rose.
For Valentine's Day. And, of course, the Gold Dip Rose available now. IHateStevenSinger.com. Get them before they are sold out. Free shipping, by the way. And yes,
I
like that.
Steven's
one.
Picking good songs now, GIMP, I should say.
You can take it from wherever you want
in
the song.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Can we do a GIMP intro again, or is that?
Yeah, sure.
Just one more.
Well, I got yummy.
Just one second.
Yeah, we'll have to get it. But let me, I'll get our caller on the line, and then we will officially welcome him back on. I'm going to go to Scott. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing well. All right, Scott, we're going to do this. Hang on real quick.
Well, we got the GIMP. I think the GIMP's sleeping. Well, I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
All right, we got him awake. Scott.
A little groggy.
He's going to sing a little song here for you. You can identify it. You win two prizes. You ready?
Awesome, yep.
All right, it is the Masked Steven Singer. Go ahead.
Looks like he's defusing a bomb.
A long, long time ago, I can feel it. Have you seen the Christmas smile? And I knew I had roses, and I could make a special list, and really, really happy for a while.
Okay.
Come on, that's got to be enough.
All right, we'll try that out. That was actually...
It was excellent, actually.
Actually,
Pavarotti level compared to the rest.
The melody was well done. Scott, do you know what song that is?
I've gotten all the last three, but I do not know this one.
All right, do him a favor and let him sing...
It's an older song.
Let him sing...
You want another verse?
Can you jump to the... Yeah, because I...
Yeah, do the
refrain. Yeah, the chorus.
The chorus, here we go.
Okay.
All right, Scott. Scott, you ought to know that.
Jeez, we
gave it a shot. That's almost a gimme.
You get the gold dip rose. Yeah. You're good to go. You still got the gold rose. So hang on a second. We got to get a winner off of that one.
Yeah.
Come on. Let me go to James, see if James knew that one. Hey, James, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, James. Did you hear that song?
Can I hear it again?
Yeah, go from the chorus.
You got it.
Yeah, okay. All right, James.
Oh, it's really hard.
He might be too young for it.
It's quite possible.
A long time ago, American Pie.
Yes! Exactly, sir.
I got it?
You
American
got it.
Pie!
Yeah!
Gold dip rose, 24 karat long stem rose, and the angel's heart diamond necklace, courtesy of Steven Singer Jewelers.
You guys rock.
Thanks, buddy. Congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get your information. We will set you up. So,
we're missing Buddy Holly.
What's that, Case?
He wants to continue to go. But
oh, yeah, we're done.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, you can take that off. Yeah. Or leave it on.
Oh man. That's a good look for you, though, Steven.
Oh, my Lord.
How do you feel?
He's joking.
He's caught up.
His gimp mask is caught in the headphone cord.
The mask is caught on him. There we go.
Oh, my Lord.
How you feeling?
Listen, you dressed me up as a tranny.
Yeah.
You dressed me up as a homeless person.
Yep.
You had me sing with backwards with that Mr. Flix-a-Plix earphones on 1 year, that.
Yeah.
You guys have really put me through the paces. Just the way to give away some damn roses and some angels, hearts, diamond necklaces. But I'm glad to have that off my head. I don't know. Why would anybody be into S&M?
People love it.
Yeah.
I don't understand
what the attraction is.
I want to compliment you because Steve showed me this, your latest catalog for Steven Singer Jewelers. And all the ladies, the models in here, are all people that work at Steven Singer.
Every one of our catalogs is shot in-house. We do it ourselves. And every person in there either works in the store or it's their significant other.
And look who's on the cover.
Yep. That's Jenny on the cover, the store manager, and with her lovely husband, TJ.
Yeah.
And all the catalogs. We've had a dozen or so catalogs. And Red's is on the back. And beautiful Lindsay.
Gigi's in here.
Gigi,
You know, there's like Kelly is gorgeous.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're incredibly helpful. So
thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, we have really a great staff of professional jewelers, and it's why all the other jewelers hate me, because we rip the Band-Aid off. We expose all of their nonsense and silly sales and crappy deals. We have the perfect price, and we give people great service and the best guarantee and warranty in the industry.
And it's bizarrely fun when you go there. We've said that several times. I forgot who I called, but I'm like, I'm sorry, hang on, I can't hear you. I'm in the jewelry store right now, and it's just a lot of activity.
Yes, it's like Hooters that sells jewelry. That's we like to have fun and give everybody a good time.
I think you should sponsor our next calendar. I mean, this is really, really, really good stuff. It could be a calendar/catalog.
Well, we've
done a lot of the calendars, and being the 13th calendar girl, right on the cover.
We got a break, but any last words of advice or information pass along to our listeners?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me in. Not so much for the ball gag and mask, but thanks for having me in. It's always fun to talk to the listeners and the fans, and I'm glad we're able to give out some stuff. But the thing I do want to say is free shipping up until the 12th.
All right.
So don't be the putz that has to pay for shipping, right?
Yes.
We'll put a lovely gift note. You could add the rose scent for $4. It's a terrific add-on. Women really, really love this. It became a big thing for us.
Big hit in our house.
And Of course, we're open every day, extended hours from now through Valentine's Day at the other corner of 8th and Walnut with free parking. You can come on down and have a beer and have some fun and meet all the beautiful people that are in the catalog.
Excellent, man. All right. Well, listen, we know you guys are busy down there, so hang in there till
thank you so
holiday's
much.
Over. Yep.
And I love, no matter what I said earlier, I still love Preston Steve.
And we love our Steven Singer.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Steven Singer! The masked Steven Singer this morning on the President and Steve Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic from 93.3 WMMR and Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum is Friday, March 1st at Jack Frost Mountain, where the snow comes first.
It's the best lift ticket deal all year and a spectacle on snow.
MMR ups our game in the prize department, including a $2,000 cash prize for overall best design, $1,000 for the coolest Captain Morgan theme. Sprint has a quick $500 for the fastest sled and a booby prize for the new category, Preston and Steve's Favorite Fail. Mandatory sled registration through February 24th. Available at WMMR.com. Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic 2019 at Jack Frost Mountain.
Presented by Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum. Live like a captain. Join the crew. And sponsored by Sprint and J.P. Mascaro and Sons.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
All right, let us do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre, Bizarre File.
Still got some stories left over for you. Let me see. There was one that was a little bit on the disturbing side, but I want to make sure that I did pass along. It's very, very strange. A Transportation Security Administration officer, an TSA worker, was killed Saturday morning after jumping from a hotel balcony into the atrium of Orlando International Airport.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, right? The incident caused the FAA to briefly ground all flights, causing delays, massive lines at security checkpoints, which were closed because of the suicide. The officer jumped from an upper floor of the Hyatt Regency Hotel into the atrium area of the airport where some security checkpoints begin. Paramedics transported the man, who was in his 40s, to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police called the suicide an isolated incident and said reports of other security issues were false. He had just finished his shift when he had jumped.
That's crazy. That's
investigators believe the incident was a statement suicide designed to send a message to the public. Now, I haven't seen any more on what that might have been at this point. His personal and work histories are now being examined. The social media is being dissected to determine what prompted the apparent suicide. That's a horrible story, man. Let's see. How about this? State and county officials on Friday found drugs and weapons during a raid of a man's home that was being used as his house. Used as an illegal strip club. Hey, let's go over to Ed's.
He's got a strip club in his house.
In his home.
Well, Lou has a bounce house.
The North Carolina Alcohol Law Enforcement, the North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles License and Theft Bureau, and the County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant.
Currently appearing in the basement, Mercedes.
They executed a warrant at Buster's Strip Club. The club was an illegal entertainment nightclub. Property records show that the building is a single-family residential home.
Right now in the office room, Zephyr.
Which is owned by David Lee Yates. The release called Yates the owner and operator of the club. He was the only person in the building when the law enforcement arrived to search. Investigators found and seized spirituous liquor, malt beverages, and marijuana from the home.
And you can't do that, right? You can't sell alcohol out of your house and have a strip club. That's illegal, right?
I think that's illegal.
You should be zoned for it.
They also found multiple weapons, but didn't specify which kind. Yates was charged with selling alcoholic beverages without obtaining a license. I mean, imagine you're the stripper that works at the strip club in the house.
I work at 4140.
East Elm Lane. Avenue. Exactly. All right. Well, dude was doing it.
Is that a business area? No, it's a residential home.
All right.
But it really crushes the spirit of the residential strip club owner.
Now let's go over to the world of real strip clubs. As the pole dancing exercise trend of recent years taught the rest of us, exotic dancing takes some muscle. Police say a stripper in Florida showed her strength and fearlessness in a different way this week by ripping an entire electrical meter off of the wall of the club.
Police say Christy Mendoza, a stripper at Desire Gentlemen's Club in Newport Richey, Florida.
That's my stripper name, but my real name is Manthi.
Got into a fight with a co-worker. She reportedly punched the other woman, knocked her down, and kicked her. Police say she then took her anger out on the Progress Energy meter bolted to the wall of the club, dismantling it and hiding it.
Jesus.
Body camera footage from Mendoza's arrest that night reportedly shows a police officer locating the meter tag tangled in a wig that she had in her purse, and she's been charged with battery and grand theft. Tampering with electric meters can cause electrocution, and in some cases it can cause a short circuit with a bright arc that can blind or burn a person or cause fire. So maybe the person who ripped it off was lucky. Mendoza has past run-ins with the law and was in the news 2 years ago when she was suspected of stabbing a female victim outside of another strip club.
She sounds rather tough.
But she ripped this whole thing off of the wall with her bare hands. Her bare hands. Yeah.
Stuff some salmon in her G-string.
How about this one? Portland police are looking for a thief who stole an expensive diamond ring from a local pawn shop and then tried to sell it back 24 hours later. The same place.
Yeah. Hey, I remember this.
Surveillance cameras at the All That Glitters shop showed the suspect come into the store just as closing time was happening Saturday night. People who work at the pawn shop said that they've seen the man in the store before and that he appeared to know what he was looking for.
This time, though, he's wearing a fake Hasidic beard.
He was caught on camera grabbing a ring worth $12,000 from an employee's hand. Yeah. And the employee, Tiffany Venezuela, said our most expensive ring in the store. It was 1.06 carat diamond marquee ring in a platinum setting. The employee suffered only a couple of bruises. Suspect got away, but just 24 hours later, he showed up at the All That Glitters again. This time, he came in with a friend to pawn the ring. The worker said, Venezuela said he came into the store, hung out for about 10 minutes, walked around on his phone, didn't try to hide who he was. The general manager asked the suspect where he got the diamond ring. The suspect told him he bought it in Las Vegas. But the general manager told the man that the ring looked like the one that was stolen from their store. After an argument, the suspect tried to grab the ring back, but the general manager was able to hold on to it, and he left. So far, they haven't been able to track down the suspect. But he tried to do it the same place.
That's some balls.
One last story, and we will end with this one. Yes. A teenage girl stole a pizza delivery driver's car early Wednesday morning. Josie Bigelow, 14 years old, is accused of stealing the driver's car as he was outside completing a delivery to a house. The driver, 49-year-old Christopher Cook, told deputies he saw a person come out from the woods as he was walking to the house's front door. The person then got into his car, drove through the front yard and along a canal before getting away. Eventually, an aviation unit spotted the car pull into a driveway, and that's where deputies found Bigelow about 6 miles away from where the car was taken.
Looks like the girl next door. We're looking at a picture. Totally innocent.
The girl's father said that his daughter ordered the pizza so she could steal the driver's car to go visit her boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Dad.
However, the house where she parked the car was not her boyfriend's. Those who lived there said that they had never seen the car and were shocked to wake up to deputies. It's believed that she tried to ditch the car right there to no avail.
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
The daughter was arrested and booked on recommended charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle, 14 years old. Wow.
Great way to start your life.
Yeah. That's what I have in the bizarre file. Casey?
Yeah?
Give me something to give away. I know you got something, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
Good prize. Oh, God.
All right. Let's do this. I got some beer. And I have Yard's Love Stout for you.
Wow.
Caller number 20 at 215-263-WMMR. Of course, it's almost Valentine's Day, and that means love. Yard's Love Stout, of course, creamy, rich, and satisfying. It's a perfect thing to bring to the one you love, and you can look for Yard's Love Stout at Pico's Liquor Store in Wilmington. And bring the love. Bring Yard's. 215-263-WMMR. We'll be back in just a moment. Lesson question up next. Stay with us.
WMMR's live stream. Our daily programming available anytime, anywhere on your desktop, tablet, smartphone, or open the new MMR skill with Alexa. Great sound quality and the occasional bonus song. Nice.
We are going to give away for the lesson learn question $50 cash card from Sergeant Scrap. And I like this question. Where in nature can you find the natural peanut butter pits?
215-263-WMMR.
It's true.
Where in nature can you find the natural peanut butter pits? It sounds like something out of Candyland.
Peanut butter pits. Yeah.
All right. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you're listening and see if you know the answer. And while you're calling in, we're going to do the trash. So here we go.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. Brought to you this morning by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin'. This Valentine's Day, stop by Dunkin' and get heart-shaped, bling-sprinkled, and cookie dough and brownie batter double-filled donuts.
Shut the F up!
Preston and Steve run on Dunkin'. Limited-time offer. Participation may vary. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, victorious Super Bowl champs Tom Brady and Julian Edelman made good on tradition and took a trip to Disney World to party. The two reportedly rode every ride over and over again, all under the steely-eyed stares of waiting Make-A-Wish kids. Tom Cruise denying he's leaving Scientology to reunite with his estranged daughter, Suri Cruise. Cruise says that while he loves his daughter, he couldn't possibly leave now when he's this close to getting his own rebirthing volcano.
Oh, my God.
And finally, after 80 years, the 1939 classic movie Gone with the Wind will be coming back to theaters for a limited run. However, in light of current racial sensitivities, this version of Gone with the Wind will not include the South. That's your Hollywood trip.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Let's see if we can get an answer to this question. Where in nature can you find the natural peanut butter pits? I'm going to go to Dan, who was our first caller, and see if we can get it right. Hey, Dan, good morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, are you there? Dan, are you there? I hear something.
I know, someone's there.
Hey, who's on the phone line?
Hello? Is it me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Tom.
Tom.
God.
Tom.
Dan just became Tom.
Okay, Tom, where in nature can you find the natural peanut butter pits?
Guadalupe.
You're damn right, Tom. Hang on a second. We're going to get your information, and we're going to give you $50 cash card. Sergeant Scrap is the Delaware Valley's original mobile scrap metal service company. Don't get fooled by copycat scrap companies. Don't take crap for your scrap. Visit sgt-scrap.com. Music News.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah!
Brought to you by Dunkin'. It's Valentine's Day. Stop by Dunkin' and get heart-shaped, bling-sprinkled, and cookie dough and brownie batter double-filled donuts.
Sounds so good.
Preston and Steve run on Dunkin'. Limited-time offer. Participation may vary. Foo Fighters have been forced to reschedule their performances at the two-night grand opening of the Fillmore New Orleans, a new multi-million dollar live music venue inside Harrah's New Orleans Casino on February 15th and 16th. There was some sort of injury.
What?
But they have not indicated what that might be. And it says the nature of the injury and the identity of the band member who was hurt has not been disclosed at press time. So I don't know. They just played in Atlanta for the pre-Super Bowl concert on Saturday night. So
yeah.
I don't know when and how anybody got injured, but that's the word. Corn is a vegetable. Yeah. And they're also suing former drummer David Silveria for allegedly violating the terms of the deal that they negotiated with him after he left the band. The band claims it reached an agreement with Silveria in 2016 after he sued them over royalties. Or is corn a grain? Am I wrong about that?
I don't think it's a vegetable. I think it's a vegetable.
Silveria had left the band in 2006, but claimed that he had not been getting paid properly. Corn sued back and eventually, hang on, the band claims the two sides reached an agreement that called for Silveria to give up his rights to corn royalties going forward in exchange for a lump sum. Okay.
It is also known as maize.
It is maize. Also known
that's
as maize.
That's what the Indians refer to it as.
Okay.
Yes. It's in the same group as wheat.
Ah!
So it is a grain.
It is a grain, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Can we put this one to bed then? Tomato, fruit, or vegetable?
Fruit.
It comes from a flower.
Because of that seeds. And it comes from a flower as well.
A tomato flower.
Yep. Seriously, comes from flowers.
I just don't know where to go from here. I'm trying to find a way to get back into this.
I think what the point is, it's very easy to fight over corn.
Right. And also,
frivolous lawsuits with band members.
Yes. But according, right, the largest growing subsection of the law right now is produce law.
But according, Cornell, what are you studying?
I'm studying produce law. When your wife tells you that corn is a vegetable and you say it's a grain, don't move out.
Are you licensed here?
Unless you're
I'm
in
not
Missouri.
Licensed, but I do have a small farm in Upper Albany. We just closed a multi-million-dollar case involving squash.
According to the band suit, Silveria contacted Sound Exchange, the company that handled royalty payments in July 2018, and claimed that he was entitled to his cut. The band says it contacted Silveria to tell him that he was in direct violation of the settlement agreement and reached and to withdraw his claim to Sound Exchange. He is yet to do so, according to the suit. And Sound Exchange has responded by placing a hold on all payments related to corn. The band says it lost about two. Does anybody following any
no.
of this?
No. No,
I'm stuck on corn.
But yeah. I learned stuff, man. So
I'm moving on.
I don't really care about the story, but I always thought corn was a vegetable.
So in at the end of Witness, when they're in the silo, that's a corn silo, is it not?
Death by corn.
Yeah. Death by corn.
It's a grain silo, so
Yeah,
exactly.
You just sink, right?
Yes, it's almost like a quiet place.
Well, and you can suffocate even just because of all the matter in the air.
Corn dust.
It can get into your lungs and kill you.
Yeah.
Don't trust corn.
Corndale and Corndale.
Don't turn your ear.
Corndale. That was good.
Yeah.
It's a new company.
Corndale.
We deal basically with stalkers. You get it? I'm not licensed to tell jokes. I'm not licensed to tell jokes in your state.
Most clients are very husky. They're lined up in rows to come in and use us.
We'll take care of you in a jiffy.
All right, jiffy? We were talking about peanut butter earlier this morning.
Oh, jiffy pop.
Come on, man.
I'm off.
You got sick with me.
All right.
You got a keen legal mind.
No, he's shucking and jiving.
Shucking and jiving.
Five finger death
it's
punch.
Like amazing here.
Jesus.
Kathy, can I go on?
Yes, please. Please.
Five finger death punch bassist Chris Kale celebrated his.
Kale is a vegetable. I can handle you. Here's my car. It's a super vegetable.
Celebrated his first year of sobriety on Sunday. He wrote on Twitter on Monday, hitting my first sober birthday yesterday, give hope to those of you also struggling with addiction. It can be done, and you will thank yourself when you hit these milestones. Keep your chin up and those feet moving. He revealed last year that he had been abusing alcohol and cocaine until finally checking into rehab. He had explained in one post, I got hit hard with depression combined with drinking and cocaine that had definitely gotten the best of me. I had hit an incredibly depressing low in February, realized that things were no longer in my control, gave myself to the universe, and sought help in rehab here in Vegas. He in an interview, said that he was going through about an 8-ball of cocaine a week. Oh, wow. At the height of his addiction, he explained, I didn't realize until I got into rehab that I was self-medicating with cocaine to get my dopamine levels up to fight that depression. I never even thought about that. And then when you come off it, you crash hard. By the way, he's the fourth member of Five Finger Death Punch to embrace sobriety. So
yeah, wasn't there one who they were supposed to be performing at the Wells Fargo Center right around the Camp Out for Hunger?
Ivan Moody.
Yes. And
the singer, yeah.
And somebody stepped in from the other band, did they not?
Well, somebody had passed away, and it had done a and he was sober.
Yeah.
And it had done a number on him, and so he needed to step away. I don't know if that gentleman had ended up relapsing or not, but yeah.
It's powerful stuff.
Yep. So he's doing well, which is great. And they all seem to be doing pretty awesome. And then we'll end with this story. Former Nirvana manager Danny Goldberg, who handled the band during its most successful years from 1990 to 94, is going to share his memories of the band in a new book called Serving the Servant, Remembering Kurt Cobain. The book is due out via Echo Press on April 2nd, and it's just 4 days before the 25th anniversary of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain's untimely death. The book is described as a fresh and frank portrait of an icon unlike any that has come before. And it will draw on Goldberg's own memories of Cobain, files that previously had not been made public, and interviews with Cobain's close family and friends, including widow Courtney Love and bassist Chris Novoselic. Joan Jett, huge fan, said about Goldberg's book, "As soon as I started reading it, I got sucked in and I couldn't put it down. Any Nirvana fan must have this book." Seattle-based filmmaker Cameron Crowe added, "There have been many portraits of Kurt Cobain, but none as warm and clear-eyed as this one."
I wonder if Cameron Crowe might be moved to make a Nirvana or Kurt Cobain biopic.
Someday down the road, I could see that happening. You know, I mean, it's his impact was gigantic. Absolutely changed rock music, period.
Yeah.
So it would make sense to do something like that. It's interesting that Dave Grohl isn't included in this book. I think his success is kind of been frowned upon by
I think it has
the powers that be.
And honestly, given them both, I prefer the Foo Fighters, but yeah, I don't undervalue the Nirvana contribution.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So we got for you in the music news this morning. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second, get ready to wrap the thing up. But not before we get to that letter of the day for this very cool Word of the Week prize that we have. We'll tell you about that when we return. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR.
Online,
on
demand, and on the air.
Including our digital HD signal. The best-sounding MMR there is. WMMR HD and HD2. The MM Archives channel.
Today is Tattoos Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. And it's one of our in-studio Tattoos Days, which we've kind of changed up the formula of how we do things. But first, I'll explain. We have listener Anthony.
Hey!
Get close to that microphone, Anthony. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Nice to see you. We were just talking about the Flyers game a moment ago. And Troy is in here as well from Philadelphia Eddies. And Troy, these guys were both at the game last night. We were talking about how amazing this kid Hart is, Carter Hart, and whether or not it can if he can keep that stuff up or not.
It's a lot to handle. You guys are impressed?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But you got some last-minute tickets, right?
Yes, through an organization called VetTix.
Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, Navy and Air Force.
Wow.
Twice deployed.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Wow, well, thank you for your service. That's amazing.
Air Force.
Yes. Yeah.
What was your job?
Cargo logistics.
Okay.
Equipment operator.
Hardworking man.
Yeah, that's what I do for the Navy now.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Motor vehicle operator.
Okay. Oh, you're still in the Navy?
No, it's civilian.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Down the Navy Yard.
Oh.
Motor vehicle operator at NAVFAC, Midland.
And what's the name of the organization that hooked you up with the tickets?
VetTix.org.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, by the way, they still have that building in the Navy Yard that looks like it has octopus tentacles and stuff coming out of it?
No, they took that down it was right around Halloween. Like,
okay.
Up until about the second week.
All right.
It was very cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from, born and raised, Philadelphia, Frankfort section.
Okay.
No, I live in South Philly now.
Okay. And the tattoo you got, tell us about that. I haven't seen it yet.
Super Bowl champs.
Ah!
I bleed green. Yes! I bleed green all my life.
Really cool looking tattoo, and it's got the Eagles logo and their name and the Lombardi trophy and 52.
Well, that's really good.
And it has Super Bowl says champions and then PNS underneath to represent the press in this t-shirt.
Love cool. It.
How long have you been listening to our show, man?
Since 1970. My old brother turned me on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool, man. Well, nice. And you got one of the best here, Troy, to do the work for you. And Troy's getting all prepped. He's a busy man because the big tattoo convention's coming up. Yep. Tell us about that.
Next week and a half away. It's coming up fast.
I assume you're doing a lot of baking and stuff.
Right? Yeah, a lot of baking. a lot of prep. I mean, yeah. It's such a huge show. So many moving parts to it.
You have your hands in everything there? I mean, all the way, you know, from, you know, all the
stalls being booked and sideshows and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the way to hiring. Like, I was there yesterday going through the security, going through meeting with, you know, the catering, with everything. So
who's the big items, the big stars? Who's really rocking the appearance roster this year?
Well, we got the bottle signing with Yellow Wolf, which is cool. We have a ton of Ink Master stars.
Yeah.
You know, Clean Rock One. He's a
I've been friends with him for
like 20 years. He's a crazy person. Love him.
Okay.
A lot of people from the last couple seasons.
Do you do stuff with those?
Some Ink Master TV stars.
With the Suicide Girls and all that stuff? Are they represented?
They used to. Yeah. They don't really come out too much anymore.
Right.
They're not as visible as they used to be.
Right.
I liked them. Back in the day, I used to have like them and, you know, a bunch of other, you know, of that same
adult
porn, whatever genre.
It's very cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah, super nice. Good.
All right, well, what are the dates for people and getting tickets, information like that?
It's February 15th through the 17th. It's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, as always. VillainArts.com. You can buy advance tickets. You buy advance tickets. You don't have to wait in line. You can just scan it, get stamped right in.
Awesome.
Excellent. And if people want to get some work done from Troy, you can go to Philadelphia Eddie's Tattoo and get information there. By the way, Anthony, anybody want to say hello to while you have the mic here, my man?
Yeah, just all my coworkers down the Navy Yard and my girlfriend, Lily.
All right. Excellent, man. Well, enjoy. It's a good-looking tattoo.
It's great.
And, Troy, good luck with the convention. We'll talk to you about that, I'm sure. All right. That's Tattoos Day. And with that out the way, we're going to have to, Anthony, if you wouldn't mind moving, because Mr. Robert needs his microphone, and we need to have him step up. By the way, real quick, thank you to Stephen Singer for being here this morning.
Yeah.
The Masked Stephen Singer, we had some fun with that. And also Lucy Nolan and Stephanie Cena. And they have a really, really cool charity organization. And it's essentially, you know, building places for these people that don't have a home where they can live. And they're smaller homes. They need help. They need people who are good with construction, pretty much anything.
Any service, yeah.
And they have an event. We have all of that information. It's coming up tomorrow, I think. And all the information is available on PresidentSteve.com. Go to the community page. You can find it all right there. Pierre is indeed here. How you doing, man?
Fine. I can't make my watch work, though.
What's wrong?
It says 4:59.
Mm-hmm. But that's actually accurate for you, right?
Well, I don't get watches to get to be kept on time by them.
You just want them to run.
I just get them for fun.
Yeah.
And this one's got cool blue colors in it.
It's a nice looking watch.
And it's got...
looks like a diver's watch.
It's a Nixon watch. Nixon makes fun
the
watches.
Time is 1 o'clock.
The Cornell.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. Oh, my God. Almost drive off the road. You can do two times on it.
Just two times?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could, like, so I'll have West Coast and East Coast time on it. Except, it's got all these other buttons that do things, and I can't get them right.
There are some watches.
4:59.
For somewhere.
Time for lunch.
Okay.
Dum de dum dum dum.
Yeah, those watches, sometimes you'll see them, and you see some of these incredible timepieces, and they look fantastic, and there's dials within dials, and I would not even know how to read those watches.
Yeah, they look cool, but it's just like the practicality does come into play.
I'm sure you can probably find an online instructional that'll show you how to...
That's where I'm going right now.
All right, man.
Masterclass.
Take care of that.
Take my pad out and iPad it.
All right, let's let's do the letter. You ready?
Yes.
I love watching the gears turn. Yes. I do. I'll say something. He looks at me, and if nothing comes, then we get a yes. When I see the gears turning.
I don't
turning.
Try to come up with a
I know
clever
you don't.
Line.
It comes or it doesn't.
I don't have cleverness built within me. It just spills out occasionally by accident.
I love that. All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
R as in Rapunzel. Rapunzel, let down your hair.
All right, and we have a trip for two to the set of The Walking Dead in Atlanta, including two nights hotel airfare from Philly to Atlanta. Ground transportation in Atlanta, the Walking Dead prize pack, and tickets to a party.
Wow.
With the undead. TV show's number one, TV's number one show, The Walking Dead, returns with a terrifying new threat this Sunday, February 10th at 9 o'clock on ANC. Must be at least 18 years of age. Enter click contest at WMMR.com for complete details and contest rules. A fine day we have, sir.
Beautiful.
What do you have in store for those who will be listening?
I was talking about band names yesterday with Pancake after I got off the air, and I was talking about Frisbees, and then somehow I said, well, that would be like Frisbees on Acid. And then all of a sudden, it occurred to me, what a great band name that would be.
That is a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Frisbees on Acid.
Nice.
I'll have on the program today tickets for Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets. That's a cool show coming to the Met, and it'll be April 20th. I've got more Philly Home and Garden Show tickets. I've got Chris Cornell in a Workforce Block, The Struts, and The Police. And it's Double Shot Tuesday, so we'll have some fun with that.
Nice.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. And speaking of thank yous, I need to thank our sponsors. President Steve Show is brought to you today by Winter Airport Parking, the fastest way in and out of Philly International Airport. Also, Armor, Metals, and Recycling for all your metal and computer recycling needs. Speaking of those guys, Pierre, we're going to find out who wins $10,000 at noon today.
Ooh.
On your show.
Ooh.
As well. So that's coming up. Yeah.
If it just, people have been asking, what number should I answer? If what number is the winner thing come from? Answer any call.
Call you get around noon today. Any call.
Any agreed. Call.
Yeah, it could be us. You never know. Tomorrow on our program, Fox Good Day, Dane Cook is giving us a call.
Yes.
And we have these two UFC fighters that are going to be joining us, Edson Barboza and Justin Gaethje.
I think so, yeah. They're fighting each other.
Which is going to be pretty wild.
Yeah.
They'll be in our studio for that tomorrow morning. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Dude, the fact that you're late to work does not give you the right to be in my ass. I hope you get there in time and in one piece, but back up.
Next message.
Sometimes you got to get it on even though you don't want to get it on. Take a blue pill and then you get it on anyway. And then you go over to your next door neighbor and get it on with them too.
Next message.
And I want to look him straight in the eye and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-clicking, dirt-eating, inbred, over-stuck, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, s***less, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey s*** he is. Hallelujah. Holy s***. Where's the Tylenol?
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.